CDR.
JMP.
Go.
LMP.
Go.
CDMIL.
Essential personnel are to clear the controlled area for launch vehicle ordnance.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Vehicle locked in, guard.
St. Genevieve as we get set for week 4 action in the Missouri high school football season, and we've got a good one for you that has district and conference implications tonight on J98 as the Potosi Trojans come to visit the St. Genevieve Dragons. We're on the campus of St. Genevieve High School in beautiful St. Genevieve alongside the Hall of Famer Bob Stolzer. I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. St. Genevieve 2-1 hosting Potosi 1-2 on the year. St. Genevieve, a loss last week on the road to Kennett, their first loss of the year. They dropped that one 53-21, the final score, and Potosi trying to shake off two straight losses. 2 weeks ago, they dropped one to St. Clair. Last week, a close one against Perryville in the rain, but they were able to get that game in on Friday, a 10-8 defeat to the Perryville Pirates last week. So both teams in bounce-back mode, Coach, and when you have two teams like that, they're trying to improve on what they saw in last week's game. How do those two dynamics kind of clash when two similar teams like that are doing that in a game against each other?
Well, they're both going to be hungry, Andy, for sure. And, of course, St. Jen played way down at Kennett, and supposedly there was no rain down that way for them to deal with. So that game obviously was played on a dry field with a high score. But I think the Perryville-Potosi game was played, of course, in the adverse conditions, however you want to describe it. Anyhow, it's just they're going to be hungry. They've lost two very close football games, and, you know, those are the ones that always come back to haunt you because it's always a what-if Friday night after the ball games. And, you know, they watch film and see what they can do well and improve themselves. And the Potosi kids, you know, they usually work pretty hard. And so I look for them to come out tonight and for St. Genevieve to be successful. They're going to have to meet the challenge and go at it. I look for a pretty physical ball game. I was talking to some of the coaches earlier down on the football field, and they all seem to agree as well. It's going to be a physical ball game, and whoever gets the most physical is probably more than likely going to come out on top tonight.
Dueling styles on offense as well. Potosi's been more successful on the ground game. St. Genevieve has been a little bit more of a balanced look, but last week had some trouble running the football against Kennett. Chad Dunsey, a very good game throwing the football. When you see those two kinds of offenses mesh together, what do you usually see rolling out? Do you see more high scoring, or do you see maybe more ground and pound?
Well, from what little I know of Potosi, they're kind of a lineup and come at you in a cloud of dust, and they're satisfied to get 3 or 4 yards at a whack. And, of course, you can get 3 of those in a row. You've got a first down. So they're going to kind of nickel and dime you up and down the football field, probably more so running the ball. St. Jen, if they can get to running their running game going, I think that they're going to cause some problems for Potosi, because with their passing game, then Potosi's going to have to play them balanced, whereas, you know, if they can't get the running game going, have to rely on the pass, they're going to put 3 people in the box and back 8 off and play pass defense. And, you know, it's kind of the same way with St. Genevieve. St. Genevieve historically has been playing the 4-man front, and I might be seeing them or looking for them tonight to maybe either go to a 6 or a 5-man front against the ground game of Potosi. So it ought to be a very close ball game, I think, and be a very interesting one, I think.
Players are ready, fans are ready, bands ready, coaches are ready. We talked to them earlier. You'll hear from them next on the Fleegs Equipment Pregame Show on J98.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Coleman's Auction Service in Potosi is ready to help you with all your auction needs. Coleman's Auction Service provides professional service to help you, whether it's home, business, or farm auction needs. Don't want to mess with an estate sale? Coleman's Auction Service is there to help make the process an easy one. Coleman's Auction Service on East High Street in Potosi, wanting to help you with all your auction needs. Call today at 573-438-2748 or visit them online at colemansauction.com.
And we're back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98, getting set for Potosi and St. Genevieve, and now joined by Potosi Trojans head coach Ed Haar. Coach, bounce back mode this week, trying to get a win against St. Genevieve, obviously an important one as far as district and conference implications. Do you tell your kids that, or do you treat it like any other game?
We just treat it like, you know, any other game. We know that St. Gen is kind of in the same boat as us with their loss last week. We're both trying to come back and execute better and stuff, and that's kind of what we focused on this week in practice.
And earlier in the week, you told me that offensive line execution, you wanted to try and improve that a little bit more. How do you fine-tune that going into a game like this?
Just reps in practice. I mean, we focus a little more on our, kind of the team aspect in practice versus individual to try to give them different looks and get them more comfortable with what we're doing.
Andrew Coleman there in the backfield, obviously got a lot of skill players around him, but what are you expecting him to bring to the table in a game like this?
I'm expecting him to be a leader. You know, the kids voted him our honorary captain this week. We're expecting him to have a big game.
And then defensively, that's kind of been one of your strong suits this year to try and ride that defense and kept you in a lot of games. What do you see with the St. Genevieve offense with the different looks that they show that you want to try and account for tonight?
Just with the different looks, we want our kids to focus, have their eyes on their keys, and react on keys just like we do every week.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time, and good luck out there.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Ed Haar, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, joining us on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Welcome back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98, getting set for St. Genevieve to host Potosi in a few moments. St. Genevieve Dragons head coach Ken Weick joins us now. Coach, after last week's loss, what was the focus to try and bring things back to basics and get back to take on this middle portion of the season?
Coming into tonight, especially with Potosi, was intensity. You got to play teams like this. I'm kind of glad we're coming off of a kind of down week with this team, because you got to play up against these guys. You got to play fast. You got to play physical, and we could just get back to those basics. We could, we could look at some things we did wrong, but the main thing is we got to fire out. We got to play hard on both sides of the ball, and it's going to be a physical game, so hopefully we'll come up to that.
With the defense that they've shown so far this year, obviously I'm sure execution on offense will be big for you and some of the different looks that you show throughout the game. What do you think you really want to try and exploit as far as what they've shown on film to make you successful tonight?
Well, I don't know if exploit's part of it, but we want to be more of a sustained drive. We need to get out of that let's get one big play and score thing. We need to put together plays. We need to put together first downs, and we need to come together that way instead of just kind of waiting for that home run, And I think we did that down at Kennett. We had some good drives early, and then we kind of stalled, and then we got to the point, well, we got to score big or we won't score, And you want to get out of that mentality, and, again, it's the same way. Let's just get after them and get going.
And defensively, you told me that a lot of the things that went wrong were correctable.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that in practice the guys kind of shored that up and are ready for a game like this?
It sure looked like it. We had a real good week of defensive practice, and, you know, guys were out of position. Guys took themselves out of position trying to do somebody else's position, and that, you know, it's a great effort, but it doesn't work, you know, and I hope we realize that, because if everybody does their job well, then we get a good defense, and we did for the first 3 weeks or 2 weeks. You know, we went in week three and we kind of abandoned that about halfway through the third quarter. So it's one of those things like, look, guys, it worked. You know, it was obvious it worked. You played teams, you know, we held Valley to 6 points. So it worked. So hopefully they'll buy into that and do that tonight.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
That's Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show on J98.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98, The Boot.
Back in St. Genevieve, Trojans and Dragons ready to do battle on this field tonight. Thank you for listening on J98 alongside the Hall of Famer Bob Stolzer. I'm Andy Humphrey. They just had the coin toss brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. Potosi won that coin toss, and they elected to receive the football first. So it'll be the Dragons kicking off from left to right in their all-green uniforms, white helmets, green stripe along the front and back, white numbers on the front and back as well and on the shoulders, and gray pants. Potosi in their road white uniforms, purple numbers on the front and back, a purple and gold stripe on the shoulders, and white helmets and white pants for them as they take the field ready to return this kickoff. Beautiful day for football, 84 degrees, sunny skies. The sun setting just in front of us on the far side of the field has snuck behind those trees. We are very thankful for that so we can see. And Chad Dunsey is ready to kick this one off, and we're ready for football in St. Genevieve.
The heat factor's kind of going down a little bit too, Andy, with that sun dipping down below the trees over there. But pretty night for football.
We're thankful for that. Weather brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Chad Dunsey kicks it off. It's a short one, angled toward the far sideline, and goes out of bounds. That brings out the penalty flags, and they'll start the drive from the 40-yard line. So they elect to go short. They tried to make one of the upbacks try to field the kick, but instead it trickled out of bounds, and Potosi will start with pretty good field position on their first drive of the game.
A little pooch kick. You never know what's going to happen to those things. A lot of times those guys up front are caught by surprise, and opportune time sometimes for the kicking team. But Potosi, the kick was maybe 2 or 3 yards inbounds, and it bounced out of bounds. So Potosi elected to, instead of having them re-kick, they've got great field position.
Trojans move right to left. First and 10 from the 41. A sweep, and DeMond Guthrie takes the handoff on first down, but he's taken down. Brady Boyer coming up from the secondary and taking down the running back slash wide receiver for a one-yard loss. Good play out of the gate for the St. Genevieve defense, second and 11.
Potosi is really huge up front. They've got some awful big linemen up there. Reading through the program earlier today, and they've got a couple of their kids topping the 300-pound mark, and the rest of them are in the upper 200s. And they got a big line in front of those running backs for them.
They bunch their receivers together right near that offensive line on second down and 11. Coleman back to throw this time. He slings it out far side, complete to Kyle Miller, who almost got away from that linebacker. He did gain about 4 yards, a correction, 5 on that play, across the original line of scrimmage. That brings up a 3rd and 6 on the 5-yard completion.
That was Tyler Jenkins making that tackle.
Kyle Miller with one of his first catches of the year, mainly a guy who will carry the football between the tackles, one of their big running backs this year. Here's a 3rd and 6 for Potosi. Just underway in the first quarter, first drive of the game. Coleman takes the snap, back to throw. He has an option to the near side. It's complete, but a big hit delivered. What a play on defense by Austin Keen, who came up and stuck that receiver right away. It was complete to the man in the flat there, Austin Wilson, who made the catch, but they're short, and it's fourth down.
Genevieve obviously is playing for keeps. That's two big hits on this opening series that St. Genevieve's made.
Two for two on completions was Coleman, but they're short, and it's fourth and three. Here's Zach Haynes, the first-team All-State punter. He lets it go, and it's a high one, bouncing it around the 20-yard line. And they'll let it bounce even further inside the 10, inside the 5, and it rolls all the way to the 4. Zach Haynes averaging 48 yards a punt early on this season, showing why he was an All-State selection, and pins the Dragons deep on their 4-yard line for the first drive of the game. No score, 9:56 to go first quarter.
Well, field position is going to be very crucial in this football game. Two teams right now looking pretty evenly balanced. You know, St. Jen's got them starting out in the hole there, but see what they can do.
So now St. Genevieve with their backs up against their own goal line will start on first and 10 from the 4. Grant Staffen joins Logan Gegg in the backfield. Now they change up the looks. Gegg will go out attached as a tight end, and now Chad Dunsey under center. Behind him, Grant Staffen. They look for the call from the sideline. Play clock down to 10. Now Dunsey backs up, and he'll move to the shotgun. Staffen just a step behind him. 3 on the play clock, and now the snap. Here's Dunsey. He'll keep it. Running over the right guard and gets past the 5, close to the 10, and they'll give it to him. That's a gain of 6 on first down.
Great little isolation play with the running back leading the quarterback up through the hole, and a nice pickup of, what, about 6?
Brings up second and 4. Under 10 to play first quarter, no score, as the Dragons have their first drive of the game moving left to right. They get to the line with 15 on the play clock. No Darian Brown this week. It's Grant Staffen starting at running back for the second consecutive game. He stands right behind, or actually moves to the right of Dunsey in the gun. Second down and 4. Dunsey keeps it again. Gets a good block from Staffen across the 10, close to the 15. He may have gotten the first down, and he did. They'll give him 5 yards, and that's good for Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town. Online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. So far, 2 carries, 11 yards for Dunsey. He's in the gun with 3 wide to the left and 1 to the right. Staffen behind him in the backfield. He calls for it once and now looks to the sideline for the signs. Under 9 to play with the clock rolling. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Staffen, back to throw. He's under pressure and he's taken down behind the 10-yard line. 2 guys there in the backfield there to meet him. The captain, Logan Kirby, as well as Caleb Evans there on the sack.
I think that play originally was supposed to be a little quick hitter, and anyhow, the receiver was covered, so by the time Chad was able to scramble out, he had 2 Potosi defensive people there waiting for him.
Backs him up 5 yards on the sack. And now it's second and 15. They'll keep 4 wideouts on the field, 3 to the far side left, 1 to the short side right. Staffen in the backfield with Dunsey in the gun. Takes the snap, handoff to Staffen, running over right tackle. Breaks 1 across the 10, close to the 15, but unable to get to that solid white line. And a gain of 4 for Grant Staffen on his first carry. That brings up 3rd and 11. We're scoreless in the first quarter. St. Genevieve, their first drive of the game. They have 1 first down so far. We're at 7:50 to play in the first. 4 wideouts again, 3 to the left, 1 to the right. Dunsey in the gun, takes the snap, rolling left side, under pressure again, lets it go. It's incomplete, in and out of the hands of, I believe, Trollinger on the play. That's who they wanted in the flat. Correction, that was Logan Gegg out wide who couldn't come up with the catch, and it's 4th down. Chad Dunsey will stay in the game to punt this ball away. He's about 2 yards shy from his own goal line where he sets up. Damon Guthrie and Zach Haynes at midfield for Potosi to field this punt. There's a snap, a high one, but Dunsey gets it, and there is the boot. It's toward Haynes on the near side. He calls fair catch right at about the 49-yard line of Potosi, and that's where they'll start their second drive of the game. So far, just 1 first down. That was on St. Genevieve's side, and Potosi will look for their initial first down of the game with 7:35 to go in the first quarter, and the game still scoreless. officials timeout as the two teams go and get some hydration. We'll take that timeout with them. 30 seconds on J98.
Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Maybe start off with a couple of appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach and artichoke dip, or chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Hey, let the kids pick something from the kids' menu. Then for yourself, choose one of your favorites like steak or ribs, seafood or pasta. Man, it's all so good. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Back in St. Genevieve, no score in the first quarter, 7:35 to play in it between St. Genevieve and Potosi. Let's thank Marzuco Electric and Meyer's Shoe Store, both of St. Genevieve, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and also St. Genevieve Care Center for sponsoring our broadcast today. Potosi sets up with first down and 10 from their own 48.5-yard line. Coleman in the shotgun. He motions Guthrie around, and he hands it off on after the snap to Kyle Miller, barreling ahead, and Miller able to get to about the 45-yard line. Correction, that was Tristan Murdick carrying the ball. And Murdick with a nice gain for the Trojans as he gets into Dragons territory after a gain of 8.
So it's a ran motion to the right that time, fake to the motion man, and gave it to the upright back. And there was a big hole in the line of scrimmage there.
Miller and Ethan Brown check back into the game. Brown is the one behind Coleman in the gun. Four wideouts bunched to either side. The handoff is to Brown. Tries to get past that line of scrimmage, but cannot. Taken down by Kobe Hatfield, the linebacker coming up. And makes the stop for no gain. Brings up third and 2 for the Trojans. So far it's been 3 runs and 2 passes from Potosi in the early going. 6.5 minutes to play. No score first quarter. As DeMond Guthrie runs onto the field late, probably with the call from the sideline from Ed Haar, roaming along the far sideline there for Potosi. 3rd and 2. 2 bunches to either side. Coleman in the gun, and he takes the snap, hands off. Tristan Murdick again. He's got the first down across the 40 and to the 39-yard line. They actually will probably give him the 38, and that's a good gain for the Trojans as they get their first down of the game on Tristan Murdick's second run.
In that same play that they, on the first down of this series, this past series, they ran. They picked up about 8. They picked up a good 5 there for the first down, the same play.
Murdick with 14 yards on 2 carries in the early going. He takes a seat. Back come Brown and Miller, as well as Haynes and Guthrie, bunched to the right side. The snap and the toss to Ethan Brown, racing around in the backfield. He's swarmed by Dragons, and he's taken down for a big loss on the play. He's down at the 44. Caleb Roth was the first man to Brown in the backfield. It's a loss of 6.
St. Genevieve did a real good job of containing the perimeter that time. They forced the back, and the pursuit caught up, and the running back, Potosi's back, tried cutting back against the grain, but good hustle by St. Genevieve to stop Potosi for a loss on that play.
Trojans huddle up. Now they break out of it. They'll bunch 3 wide to the left side, right attached to that offensive line on the left. As Coleman takes the snap, he's back to throw. Under pressure from Roth again. Lets it go toward Guthrie near sideline. Incomplete. Was to his feet, a little underthrown. Coleman just had to get rid of it to avoid the sack. And it's now 3rd and 16.
Like it was Christian Hale that time putting some pressure on forced to throw early, caused it to be incomplete.
5 minutes exactly on the first quarter clock. No score between Potosi and St. Gen. Trojans facing a 3rd and 16 from the St. Gen 44. They come out with 3 wide to the right side, 1 tight end attached left. Coleman in the gun with 1 in the backfield, takes the snap, back to throw, airs it out middle of the field. It's a little overthrown and almost picked off by Brady Boyer. The safety was back there and the first man to the football. The intended target on the play was the tight end Seth Shadrick, but it's incomplete and another 4th down upcoming for Potosi.
Shedrick did a good job of breaking that up. Otherwise, Potosi or St. Genevieve would have had the ball on the 10-yard line. As it is, we'll see how that comes out for St. Genevieve with a good punter that Potosi's got.
Zach Haynes pinned the Dragons back to their own 4 on his first punt of the day. We'll see what he can do punting from the St. Gen 44-yard line. Trollinger and Staffen are back at their own 5. A fair catch called after the punt, and Staffen catches it at his own 6. Another good punt from Zach Haynes, 38 yards, and Potosi pins the Dragons inside their own 10 for the second straight drive. And St. Genevieve will start at their own 6 with first and 10, 4:47 to go, first quarter, no score.
Well, the punter that Potosi has is a weapon. He's back St. Genevieve up now the second time in a row.
Haynes, the senior. First team All-State as a punter. Second team All-Conference as a DB, and he's now lined up in the safety position as Potosi takes the field on defense. St. Gen with 4 wide, 2 on either side, and it appears to be Grant Staffen behind Chad Dunsey in the gun. Dunsey takes the snap, hands off to Staffen, running over the left guard. Did he get past the line of scrimmage? I don't think he did. Stuffed on the play by that big defensive front for Potosi. Leading the way was Jed Weir, the big defensive tackle, 6'4", 325-pound junior, and it's no gain, second and 10. Dunsey lines up again with Staffen to his left in the backfield, 2 wide on either side. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Dunsey takes the snap. Quick throw. Near sideline. It's complete to Logan Trollinger. Tried to get past those DBs. Gained a few yards, but couldn't get to the 10-yard line. In fact, it's only about a 2-yard gain, and it's 3rd and 8 upcoming. Trollinger now set up in the slot. Bader to his right on the near side. 2 wideouts on the far side as well. Dunsey in the gun on 3rd and about 7. Under 4 to play. First quarter, no score. St. Genevieve moving left to right, pinned inside their own 10-yard line. Dunsey takes the snap, rolls right, looking to throw down the field. It's off the hands of Logan Trollinger, incomplete. He had him open in the flat, but unable to get complete it to his wide receiver there, and it's 4th down again for the Dragons. Dunsey will back up a few steps into his own end zone to punt this one away. Guthrie and Haynes at midfield for Potosi to field this punt. 3:32 to go, first quarter. Dunsey takes the snap and lets it go. It's an end-over-end kick, and Haynes fair catches it. Almost bobbled it there a little bit, but he catches it at the 43-yard line of the Dragons. So Potosi will set up their next drive in opposing territory.
Potosi is slowly gaining the advantage on the field position. They've gained, I guess, through that series of holding St. Genevieve, they probably gained 10 yards from where they started on the previous possession. So, you know, their punter pins St. Genevieve deep. St. Genevieve hasn't been able to get anything going offensively, and St. Genevieve punt, although effective, still not the weapon that Potosi has, and so as a result, Potosi's got great field position.
They have 2 wide, bunched to either side. And here's the snap, a jet sweep to DeMond Guthrie running far sideline. Gets past the line of scrimmage to the 40 and then taken down by a couple of backers for the Dragons. Guthrie with his second carry and gains yardage this time. They gave him about 3 yards, and he'll take a seat on 2nd and 7. 6 runs and 4 passes for Potosi. Pretty balanced so far, a team that's run the ball quite a bit. Here's 2nd and 7. They hand it off to Ethan Brown, running straight up the gut and gets across the 40 to about the 35. And that's what they give him, the 35-yard line. That sets up 3rd and 2, under 3 to play. No score between Potosi and St. Genevieve, but the Trojans in opposing territory at the 35. And once again, Bob, they're nickel and diming him down the field.
Yeah, it's just they ran that same play that time, only the opposite way. The first 2 times they ran it to the right, fake to the motion man, give to the dive back. They did it going left this time and picked up again, like you said, 5 yards.
So now here's 3rd and 2. Guthrie fakes on the jet sweep. They give it up the middle to Tristan Murdick, and Murdick barrels his way across that first down marker. He's got the 30-yard line, another 5-yard gain, and another Coldwell Banker holds the first down for the Trojans.
St. Genevieve gambled a little bit that time and did some stunts up front. It just so happened, usually offense is going to do one of two things. They're either going to lose on those stunts or they're going to gain that time. Potosi came out on top.
Clock getting closer to 2 minutes now. No score between Potosi and St. Gen. The Trojans have it at the Dragons 30. Here's first down, a handoff up the middle to Brown, and he gets across a couple of defenders that time, dragged down at about the 26-yard line. In fact, they gave him the 25. That's where they put the nose of the football. Another 5-yard gain for Ethan Brown, and he's got 6 yards as a net so far for this game on his 4 carries. Approaching a minute and a half to play now. Second and 5 for the Trojans. Coleman sets up the offense with 2 wideouts attached to either side of the line, and it's Murdick in the backfield. They run the jet sweep to DeMond Guthrie. He runs near sideline and across the 25 and taken down at the 23, but a flag is down at the 25, and they might get Potosi with a hold. Looks like that wide receiver on the outside sealed off that block for Guthrie, but may have held his defender illegally that time. Officiating crew still sorting it out for that flag at the 25-yard line. It is a hold on the Trojans, which will back them up to, I would guess, the 35-yard line. So now it'll be second and 15 for the Trojans, and with a running offense, Bob, usually in these situations you want to avoid them since you aren't really getting too many big chunks on each play.
No, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're getting 4 or 5 yards of the whack, but then you move yourself back 10, and it just puts you in a big disadvantage.
3 attached to the right side. Coleman takes the snap, tosses it to the outside to Brown. Juked one man and caught across the 35 to the 30, and he's piled up after crossing the 30-yard line. They give him the 27. That's the Patsy's Furniture pileup of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, located off of St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Great move in the backfield by Brown. It looked like he was going to be dragged down for a loss, but instead made it an 8-yard gain.
St. Genevieve had a guy on the perimeter there to turn the play back in, but there wasn't anybody to make the tackle there. Potosi did a good job of sealing off for the cutback.
It's Murdick in the backfield with Coleman this time. They attach 3 to the right, and the tight end Shadrick is on the left. 32 seconds to go in the first quarter, no score. A jet sweep to DeMond Guthrie on the left side again. 25-20, shakes a man out of bounds at around the 15-yard line. Brady Boyer forced him out for the Dragons. Another good run for DeMond Guthrie. No holding this time on the jet sweep, and they get a first down to the 15.
That time Potosi overloaded everything. They had their 3 wides to the right side, overloaded right, and they came back weak side with sweep. Picked up some very nice yardage.
Gain of 12 for Guthrie. He's got 12 yards on 3 carries. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. No score, but Potosi now in the red zone at the St. Genevieve 15. Here's a handoff up the middle. Here's Brown. Gets across one man to the 10, to the 5, toward the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown. Ethan Brown taking St. Genevieve defenders with him, and he gets the first points of the game for the Potosi Trojans. They lead 6-0. A late flag flew in after Ethan Brown crossed the goal line, it looked like. But that might be my vision fooling me there. I'm not sure if there was a flag on the field.
Well, the officials are allowing the extra point to go, so it might have been a piece of paper, Andy.
So ignore me. And here is Zach Haynes setting up for the extra point. The holder is Isaac Gagan. Haynes setting it up, and the snap upcoming. Here it is. Good hold, good set, and the kick is a line drive and goes to the left. It's no good. So that didn't come off well for Zach Haynes as he misses the extra point, but Potosi on the scoreboard first. They lead 6-0 with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Potosi Trojans will now kick off from right to left after scoring the first touchdown of the game. 15-yard run from Ethan Brown, and it's 6-0 Trojans inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside the Hall of Famer Bob Stolzer, I'm Andy Humphrey as Zach Haynes, maybe a little frustrated after missing that extra point a few moments ago, will now line up this kick. Back to return, Staffen and Trowinger for the Dragons, standing at their own 10. There's the boot. It's a little short one, and it's picked up and bobbled a bit. And they pick it up to the 25, to the 30, and then finally brought down. Fielding that one was Austin Bullock, the upback. But a nice job to secure the football and take it a few yards to the 30-yard line. That'll be the best field position that St. Genevieve has had so far, at least starting field position. A good drive from Potosi. They started it well in opposing territory, and they really did ground and pound it down the field, Bob.
Yeah, they got started out on the 43-yard line. It took them seven plays. They were set back by a 10-yard holding penalty at one point, but they made that difference up. And about two or three plays later, they hit pay dirt in the end zone in that little sweep they ran.
Drive recap brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonus pay. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. So now the Dragons will start at their own 29 on first and 10. Four wideouts. Here's Dunsey taking the snap, runs it himself, and gets stood up. Doesn't even get to the line of scrimmage. Logan Kirby was there, as well as Hunter Moon in that defensive front for Potosi. And it's a gain of no yards. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage on the final play of the first quarter. So both teams will go to their respective sidelines with the Potosi Trojans leading 6-0 on J98. We're back after this.
Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, I understand there's a big factory authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also rolling, making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmans, all the Can-Ams, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of the year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Start the second quarter, 6-0 Potosi. St. Genevieve with the football on 2nd and 10 from about their own 30-yard line. Moving right to left this time as the team switch sides. This is Dunsey. He throws it out quickly to the far sideline. That's Trowinger. It's complete. He gets to the 25, correction, the 35 that time, and picks up about 5 yards after being taken down. That was Austin Wilson who got to the short little wide receiver there, and Trowinger with his second catch. It's now 3rd and 5. Dunsey 2 of 4, both of his completions to Trowinger. He's also run the ball 4 times for 6 yards. He's in the gun this time with 3 wideouts. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls left side. He's under pressure, has to let it go toward the far sideline, and it's incomplete. Almost a nice catch. Diving for it was Logan Gegg. Probably would have gotten first down yardage, but a tough play to make, and it's 4th down again for the Dragons. They'll send the punt unit out there once more.
Well, St. Genevieve has had 3 and out blues so far tonight. They just can't get anything going. They'll pick up a nice yardage on one play, and then can't do anything in the other 2 downs, and as a result, they've got to punt the ball away.
Only 1 first down in the game for the Dragons as Dunsey is set to punt it away. Guthrie and Haynes ready to return it for Potosi, standing at their own 30. Dunsey receives the snap, lets it go. It's toward the far sideline. Haynes calls for a fair catch again, and he'll secure it at the 32-yard line, where Potosi will set things up and try to repeat the success that they'd had on the last drive, which was capped off by a 15-yard run by Ethan Brown into the end zone. But Potosi will have to start much further down the field this time at their own 32. They had good field position to start out. Most of that due to their punter, Zach Haynes, doing a nice job of punting and pinning the Dragons deep in their own zone. But now here's Coleman set up in the gun with three attached to the right and a tight end to the left. It's Tristan Murdick in the backfield with him. He takes the snap, hands off to Murdick, running right up the middle, lowers his head and runs over one defender, gets about 3 yards to the 35, and Tristan Murdick will head to the sideline this time and pick up a gain of three. It's second and seven. Murdick has had positive yards on each one of his carries so far. Four carries for 22 yards. And
Potosi's line is really getting a push off the line of scrimmage right now. They're just kind of oversized and using that size to their advantage. They're coming off the ball pretty well and getting on the St. Jim defensive lineman and pushing back. And they're picking up that 3, 4, 5 yards of the shot.
Officials timeout. Looks like a St. Genevieve defender is having trouble with his helmet, and he'll have to come off the field. That was Kobe Hatfield, the linebacker, who has to sit out at least a play and probably get a new lid. Taking his place is Austin Bullock. Second and seven for Potosi. Coleman awaits the snap, takes the snap. A jet sweep to Kyle Miller, angling to the near sideline. Good pursuit from the Dragons, and they take him down for a loss. A flag is down, however, in the backfield. As of now, it stands to be about a one-yard loss and looks like a penalty on Potosi. Maybe another holding call that'll back him up even further.
Bryce Trollinger really did a nice job stringing that out, forcing the cutback. That time on the cutback, St. Genevieve had their pursuit right there. And as a result, they might drop Potosi for, maybe a yard loss.
So we'll see if they take the yard loss and third down, or if they back him up 10 yards and make it second down. Yeah, it looks like they will back him up 10 on the holding penalty. And that's a big one. They'll go back to the 22. So a much longer field now for the Trojans. It's now second and 20 from their own 22 on their second holding penalty of the night. Coleman's in the gun again with three wide attached to the left. He takes a snap and is back to pass, lets it go toward Guthrie. It's complete near sideline 30, 35, 40, and then forced out of bounds. Just shy of the 40-yard line, in fact. He's down at the 38, but got almost all the yards he needed for the first down, about 4 yards shy on a good gain of 16.
Potosi's come out and hit some pass plays that have really picked up some yardage on them. I mean, St. Genevieve is playing the run, obviously, and so Potosi is doing something that they're not accustomed to, and they're passing the ball and having success doing so.
Make that 17 yards on the completion from Coleman to Guthrie. And now they have third and three. Bunched up formation again for the Trojans. Coleman takes the snap, hands off to Murdick. He dives forward, and I think he got that first down on the lunge. Then he got sandwiched right away from Isaac Boyd. That's no fun. But he did get the Coldwell Banker Holsey first down on a game of four, but a player down for St. Jen. So it'll be first and 10, Potosi from their own 43, as they now tend to this player who's down, and I believe, if I'm seeing the number right, it's Tyler Jenkins. No, it's not. Beg your pardon, it wasn't Jenkins. And we'll wait to see who this player is. He's laying down on his back at around the 40-yard line. Both teams take a knee. We take a look at who this might be. Both the trainers and also Coach Ken Weick out to tend to that player who's still down on the ground. We'll take a timeout and come back and hopefully give you some good news as far as how this player is dealing with this. So we'll take a break and come back. Again, it's 6-0 Potosi with 10:16 to go in the second quarter. And we're back on J98 after this.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson.
Player was down for St. Genevieve. That was Caleb Roth, number 61. He's walking back to the sideline under his own power. Good sign there as the Trojans now retake the field with a 6-0 lead over the Dragons. 10:16 to go in the first half. They just got a first down on the run from Tristan Murdick. A good job out of the backfield from him so far. 5 carries, 26 yards.
I'll tell you, you get Potosi in the third and short situation, it's just awfully tough to prevent them from getting that first down. Murdoch's hitting the hole hard. Their line's coming off the ball. That time, St. Genevieve did a real good job stopping the first down play.
Yeah, good push there from Isaac Boyd as well as Tyler Jenkins. They stopped Murdoch for no gain on first down that time. And it's now 2nd and 10 for the Trojans. Potosi huddling up, and they've bunched together their wide receivers close to that line all night long so far. Three attached to the right, and Shadrick, the tight end, to the left. Here's Ethan Brown in the backfield. Coleman takes the snap. He's under pressure. Couldn't get the throw off and taken down for the sack. Clayton Kreitler was in the backfield that time, as well as Clayton Vaughn. The two Claytons teaming up on the sack, and they bring down Coleman back to the 37-yard line. That was a loss of 6. So now it is 3rd and 16, or 3rd and 17, I should say. 9 minutes to go, first half. Potosi leading 6-0. St. Genevieve trying to take them off the field. Coleman back to throw again. He's under pressure again. Looks like he almost got back to the line of scrimmage, but instead taken down for the sack. Ty Brown was there. So was Isaac Boyd, the second-team All-State defensive tackle. And they bring down Coleman again on a 2-yard sack. And the Trojans will punt it away. Haynes will back up to his own 20 for Potosi. Staffen and Logan Trowinger back on their own 20 to receive it for the Dragons. A low snap. Haynes handles it, lets it go, and a fair catch called by Trowinger. He bobbles it, and there's a scrum for it. I think Potosi recovered the muffed punt, and I believe they did. They will get excellent field position now and around their own 20. And that is a big blow to the Dragons as they were almost able to get Potosi off the field, but instead they muffed the punt, and the Trojans will be at the St. Genevieve 21-yard line with 1st and 10. So it flipped the field, but almost in the opposite direction as Potosi was able to ride the kick of Zach Haynes all the way down to the opposing 20-yard line. And now they have another opportunity, up 6-0, to punch it in once again from the St. Gen 21. Murdick in the backfield with Coleman. He hands it off to Murdick. Runs straight up the gut. A flag is down. No play. A false start. So the Trojans will back up, and it'll be 1st and 15 from the 26.
Zach Haynes is really figuring into this football game, keeping St. Genevieve at a good field position with his punting. And, of course, that last punt, I wasn't not for sure how long it was, but it was another boomer. And St. Genevieve fumbled it right back to Potosi. And
here's Coleman in the gun. He takes the snap, and flags fly once more. They'll get an illegal procedure again on the Trojans. Back him up another 5. Potosi, 4 penalties for 30 yards. That's kind of bitten them in the back a little bit, despite the 6-0 lead. They've been able to overcome those penalties so far. 8:06 to go in the first half. But it was looking like a glorious opportunity to try and punch it in. First and 10 from the other team's 21, but now you're backed up, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it takes them out of their game. That 3 and 4 yards, it's tough to get a first down when you've got to go 20.
So Coleman will set up in the gun again with Murdick in the backfield, takes a snap. He's back to throw, looking middle of the field. He's got a man, and it's just in and out of the hands of Zach Haynes, broken up in the last minute by Brady Boyer, and Haynes is still down in the end zone, slow to get up, and I think he's holding on to his leg as he needs some medical attention himself. Looks like he's getting up now, but not putting any weight on that left ankle. So he's hobbling off the field with some assistance from the training staff.
That was a nice play altogether. Quarterback put the ball right where it needed to be. The receiver, I thought, was going to catch it. St. Genevieve's D-backs got in there right at the last moment to break it up.
Officials timeout as both teams go to their own sideline. We'll thank a few sponsors, including Polite Ready Mix, Coleman's Auction Service in Potosi, Jefferson R. 7 School District in Festus, St. Genevieve Vet Clinic, Fleet's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Potosi, Deloge, and Bonterre. Coach, it's been kind of back and forth. St. Genevieve having trouble trying to get their offense together. It's led to some sustained drives lately from Potosi, and now the Trojans trying to make up for what they lost on the penalties. So now both teams retake the field. Tristan Murdick in the backfield again for the Trojans. A couple more men in the backfield with him. A couple of fullbacks. As Braden Isgriggs is there, and Coleman's now going to go under center. Takes the snap, and it's a broken play as he has to run to the left side, but he's taken down by a bevy of Dragons. Tyler Jenkins was there, as well as Clayton Kreitler, the defensive end. Coleman was handing off to his right side, but nobody was there. And then when he realized that, he ran to the left to try and make something out of nothing, but instead gets backed up another 3 yards.
Tosi lined up in a pie formation that time. It looked like the fullback ran the wrong way that time. The quarterback didn't have anybody to hand off to him. By the time he turned around, there was some St. Genevieve defenders on his face.
They'll try this formation again with Guthrie, the lone man in the backfield. They hand off to the fullback again. This is Isgriggs barreling his way forward. He did gain a handful that time. And that'll be a gain of 3. So Isgriggs gets 3 more yards, still a long way to go, and it's now 4th and 21. Correction, that was actually 3rd down. And so now it's 4th down. What do they do here with the ball on the opposing 32-yard line? Looks like they'll go for it on 4th and 21. Coleman in the shotgun with 3 wide to the right side. Murdick in the backfield with him. He takes the snap, lets it go to the near sideline, and it's incomplete. Just overthrow the tight end Seth Shadrick a little bit, going toward the end zone, but unable to connect with his tight end.
I mean, St. Genevieve's still going to have or be in deep in their own territory there. So, you know, why try and punt the ball down inside when your defense is doing a good job against St. Genevieve? So we'll see if their philosophy is going to pay off or St. Genevieve can finally get something going here.
So in the immediate aftermath of that muffed punt for the Dragons, it doesn't hurt them there on that last Potosi drive. So now the Dragons will set up from their own 32, down 6 and under 6 minutes to play, as there's a play to the right side, and Logan Trollinger will get across the 35 to about the 38-yard line, and another player down, this one on the far sideline. I believe this is another Dragon slow to get up. Ball was spotted at the 37, but another St. Genevieve player needing some medical attention.
Option play that time, and picked up 5 on the pitch.
Pitched it out to Staffen. We got that gain for 5 yards, but another player down, and we're trying to see who this is for St. Gen. Still with his Wang's down on the far sideline. As they tend to him, we'll thank a few more sponsors, including Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Comtree of Festus, Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro. St. Genevieve trying to establish some offensive rhythm. So far, a couple injuries here and there. A couple teams have had some players down. This player is now getting up on the far sideline for the Dragons. It appears to be Chad Dunsey. So the quarterback was down on the ground there, and he's now walking slowly to his own sideline. Luckily for St. Genevieve, they have a lot of guys who take snaps, and it'll be Logan Gegg, at least we think, to take this next one for the Dragons.
I don't know, kind of oddly, the way that happened, Dunsey pitched the ball way back in the backfield there, and where he ended up at was probably, what, 7-8 yards downfield from the ball. So, obviously, he was trying to get into the scheme of blocking, and somehow or another got a little banged up, but he appears to be okay.
So he's back to the sideline, and now here's Logan Gegg to take the snaps. Gegg is joined by Trowinger and Staffen in the backfield for the Dragons. One wide to the right side. Gegg takes a snap. He's rolling right side, looking to throw. Completes it to Bader at midfield. And Devin Bader knocked out of bounds in Potosi territory at the 49-yard line. So a good pass play that time. And they get into Potosi's half of the field on a Coldwell Banker-Holsey first down. Gain of 14 on that pass. And Gegg will stay in the ball game with two wide to the right side. Looks to be Jesse Kemper and also Devin Bader wide to the right. Staffen and Trowinger joining Gegg in the backfield. He takes a high snap. They'll run the option right side. Pitch it to Staffen. Has the far sideline and then takes a big hit as he goes out of bounds. Correction, that was Logan Trowinger who was behind in the backfield there, but he gains 11 to the Potosi 38-yard line. So now St. Genevieve with their best offensive rhythm of the game so far. A hard count, and it looks like they got the Trojans to jump. I believe that was Jed Weir who crossed into the neutral zone. And another penalty on the Trojans. It's their fifth of the game for 45 yards. Trojans have the 6-0 lead under six to play in the first half. But the Dragons now driving down the field with a first and five from the Potosi 33. Gegg in the gun for the Dragons. Staffen to his right, Trowinger directly behind him. Gegg takes the snap. He's back to throw after faking the handoff. Lets it go, wants it all to the end zone. And Brady Boyer brings it down. Touchdown St. Genevieve as they take the top off the defense. Brady Boyer with the catch. And it's tied at 6-6 with 5:37 to go in the first half.
Well, I didn't think there was any way that Boyer was going to be able to run under that thing, but he turned on the afterburners to get underneath that ball. Potosi's D-back was almost right with him, but a heck of a play by both quarterback Gegg and the receiver Boyer.
33 yards from Gegg to Boyer on that pass play, and they'll look to take the lead with this extra point. And they have to run to get the tee real quick as it looks like they'll have to get somebody else to kick this since Chad Dunsey is still on the sideline, apparently injured, and it'll be Grant Staffen doing the kicking duties. Gegg the holder, and he lets it go, and it is good. Grant Staffen pinch kicking for the Dragons, and he gives them the 7-6 lead. 5:37 to go in the half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Dragons on top on J98.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Maybe start off with a couple of appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach and artichoke dip, or chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Hey, let the kids pick something from the kids' menu. Then for yourself, choose one of your favorites like steak or ribs, seafood or pasta. Man, it's all so good. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Big pass play for St. Genevieve that gives them the 7-6 lead as we're under 6 to play in the first half. Logan Gegg will kick it off for the Dragons toward DeMond Guthrie. Fields it at the 15, takes it to the 20, 25, sidesteps one man, lost the football, and there's a scrum for it at the 25. Who came up with it? They say the Trojans fell back on the ball. Almost disaster there for Potosi, but they keep it at their own 25-yard line. So now they find themselves down a point after a good drive from St. Genevieve, Bob.
Okay, that play, Andy, took about four plays to get in the end zone. It was aided by an offsides penalty, but it picked up 10 yards and 11, and then had another penalty offsides. Anyhow, then they hit the 33-yard touchdown pass and tacked on the extra point for the 7-6 lead right now.
Coleman takes the snap on first down, hands it up the middle to Murdick, who barrels ahead for a couple of yards to the 27. They'll actually give him the 28 on that play for a gain of 3, and it's 2nd and 7. Murdick has been pretty much the feature back in this game. 7 carries now for him. Ethan Brown has 6, and it's now Brown in the game behind Coleman in the backfield. And 2 to either side for the Trojans on 2nd and 7, under 5 to play in the half. A jet sweep, Kyle Miller to the right edge, and he gets tripped up. Good play in the backfield by Caleb Roth, who's back into the game after being shaken up a little bit earlier, and takes down Miller after a gain of just 1, and it's now 3rd and 6. They'll bring DeMond Guthrie back onto the field for this 3rd down and 6. Potosi setting up with Coleman in the gun. And 3 to the left, the tight end Shadrick to the right. Murdick in the backfield with him. Back to passes, Coleman on 3rd down. Gets it off to Shadrick. It's tipped and then intercepted. Here's Grant Staffen taking it the other way into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. Grant Staffen with the pick 6 and returns it all the way back. And all the momentum is on the side of the Dragons. They take a 13-6 lead with almost 4 minutes to go in the half.
That was huge for St. Genevieve. Potosi that time was in the 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6 situation, and it's not their forte of what they've been doing well. They went with the pass. Quarterback was under pressure, threw it. The receiver bounced off his hands and right in the hands of Staffen.
Grant took it 29 yards for the pick 6, and now he's on for the extra point. Made the first one. Here's the second one. It's up and good. Grant Staffen after the pick 6. 2 of 2 on extra points. And with 4:10 to go in the first half, St. Genevieve with the 14-6 lead. We're back in 30 on J98.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Dragons will kick it off again, now leading 14-6. After a pick 6 from Grant Staffen, here's a line drive kick from Logan Gegg this time. DeMond Guthrie picks it up for Potosi, takes it to the 25-30, and then taken out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. That's where Potosi will set up with 4:04 to go in the half. And boy, does a pick 6 pick up the sideline, Bob.
Oh, man. St. Genevieve definitely has momentum going on right now. It's, like I said, it took Potosi out of their game anytime they get a long third and long. Of course, they'll pick up three or four, giving the ball behind that offensive line, but they elected to pass. And the pass was nearly complete. It was right off the receiver's hands, but Staffen alertly picked it off and knew what to do with it.
Coleman will go under center for this first and 10. Man in motion is Guthrie. Going from right to left, and flags fly before the snap. They'll say offside. And St. Genevieve, the one that will be backed up on this play. So Potosi will have a first and 5 after the Dragons' first penalty of the game.
St. Genevieve getting all fired up there.
So now the Trojans set up with first and 5 from their own 36. They're down 8 with just over 4 to play in the half. Offset eye for the Trojans. Coleman under center. Man in motion is Guthrie. They hand it off. It's Ethan Brown running over the left tackle. Has the first down and more across 45 and then forced out of bounds to the 46-yard line of the Trojans. And that's a good 10-yard gain to bring them to the 46.
Tried to run a little isolation play to the left side, and he bounced to the outside and picked up about 10 yards. Nice cut outside by the running back.
Ethan Brown, who had the touchdown earlier for the Trojans on a 15-yard run, giving them the 10-yard gain that time, and the Trojans set up with first and 10 around midfield. 3:58 to go in the half. Looks like it's Murdick this time in the offset eye. In the backfield, Isgriggs the fullback. Man in motion is Guthrie running left to right. Coleman hands it off to Isgriggs, who barrels ahead across midfield to the 49. A pickup of 5 yards. Isgriggs on his second carry has 8 yards. And now it's second and 5 for the Trojans. 14-6. St. Genevieve with the lead. Potosi driving as clock rolls down in this first half. And it looks like another helmet issue on St. Genevieve's side. This is the same player? I think it was. Running off the field was Kobe Hatfield.
He was the one that had the helmet problem earlier.
Just needs to change out the lid. So it's second and 5. Brown in the backfield this time for the Trojans. Coleman under center. He takes the snap, a toss. This is actually Kyle Miller running over the left tackle. Far sideline, has the first down. Taken down at about the 43-yard line of the Dragons after a gain of 6. Another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for Potosi. And now the Dragons will take a timeout with 3:19 to go first half, and we'll take that timeout with them on J98. Potosi driving down the field, down 14-6.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Back in St. Genevieve as the Dragons have the lead, 14-6. Trojans have the football on the Dragons 42 with first down and 10. It's Brown in the backfield in the offset eye. Man in motion is Miller. Coleman under center, gives it to the fullback. That's Isgriggs, and again, he goes right over the center and picks up another chunk to about the 37-yard line on another gain of 5. Isgriggs, 3 carries, 13 yards.
He's picked up 5 that are cracked the last 2 carries he's had, and Potosi's still got 3 minutes to go. They've got time to nickel and dime it down the field.
2:50 left in the half. Coleman under center again. Murdick in the backfield in the offset eye. Coleman takes the snap and to the fullback again. This time he's taken down at about the 35. And this time they had somebody else in there at fullback. That's Cale Short. That was only 2 yards on that play. Make it 3rd and 3 for Potosi on the Dragons 35. See how they set up here, maybe with the same formation. Isgriggs the fullback. The lone tailback in the backfield there is Brown. Man in motion is Guthrie. Coleman takes the snap under center. Hand off to Brown, running over the left tackle to the 30-yard line. That's good enough for the first down as he jumps ahead to the 29. Gain of 6 for Brown on his 8th carry. And Potosi with another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. They've been doing well, managing their plays very well, and not getting behind schedule as Coleman now sets under center again. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. We'll see if they can punch it in. Down by 8. Coleman hands off to the fullback again. This is Short, and he gets dragged down after a gain of 2 to about the 27-yard line. Short 2 carries for him for 2 yards. And the Trojans with 2nd and 8. Coleman under center again. The back is Miller. The fullback is Isgriggs. Guthrie running across the line. Coleman takes the snap, handoff to Miller. Over the left guard again. They're basically doing that same play or alternating plays with the tailback and fullback. This one's to the 24-yard line for a gain of 5 to bring up 3rd and 5. And Potosi wants timeout with 1:10 to go. So timeout Potosi with 70 seconds left. And they're down by 8 to the Dragons, who have scored on back-to-back possessions. Once on a big pass play, the other one on a pick 6. But the Trojans here on this drive are doing well of kind of settling things down and maybe taking back some of that momentum, Bob.
They've gotten back to their bread and butter, I guess you'd say. Just give it to the back behind that big offensive line and pick up 3 to 5 at a whack. And, you know, they're picking up the first downs. They got a good opportunity here with, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5.
They put it down at the 23.
Potosi still has 2 timeouts to work with as well.
4 yards to go for this first down as Coleman sets up under center. Brown the tailback, Isgriggs the fullback in the offset eye. Guthrie set up wide on the left. Now Guthrie goes into motion to the right side. Coleman takes the snap, handoff to Isgriggs the fullback. Bounces off a couple tacklers, and he's got the first down to about the 17-yard line. Gain of 6 for Isgriggs. And Potosi again is content with keeping this on the ground. Clock rolling to a 1:03, 2 to go in the half. Murdoch, the tailback now. Coleman in the gun. He takes the snap. Hands off to Isgriggs again. This time he stood up as that St. Genevieve front four was able to drive forward. And that was Clayton Vaughn leading the charge, the defensive tackle. And he took him down for a loss of 1. So finally the Dragons can wrap up the Trojans in the backfield, and that forces Potosi to take their 2nd timeout with 52 seconds to go. They're down 14-6. Both teams will talk things over to their sidelines. We'll thank a few sponsors, including YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, Midwest Sports Center of Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Leadington, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. After this, the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. As we take a look at some of the scores going around the listening area now, on AM 1400 KJF, we have Hillsborough at Festus. The Tigers are leading that one over the Hawks, 22-16 in the 2nd quarter. Perryville 18, Fredericktown nothing. That game online at MIMOinfo.com on Web TV. That's in the first half still as well. Valley Catholic 35, Crystal City nothing in the 1st quarter. And Farmington has a 17-12 lead over Cape Central in the 1st half on AM 800 KREI. That's a look at your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. 2nd down and 11 for the Trojans after the timeout. In the gun now is Coleman. He takes the snap back to throw. Wants it all towards Shadrick in the end zone. Tipped and incomplete. Almost picked off by Brady Boyer. Good coverage by him as he knocks it away from the tight end, and it's now third and 11. 47 seconds to go in the half, and Potosi facing a third and long, down by 8.
13th play this drive for Potosi right now.
Coleman, 3 of 8, throwing the football for 25 yards and a pick that was taken back for a touchdown by Grant Staffen. So here's third and 11 again, 3 wide to the right side for the Trojans, bunched close to that line. Brown in the backfield. Coleman takes the snap, back to throw. Wants it all again toward Kyle Miller. It's tipped and almost incomplete. Or it is incomplete, almost intercepted on the ricochet by the linebacker in coverage for the Dragons. That was Austin Bullock who almost came up with the catch. Instead, it's 4th and 11 for Potosi, and they'll take their final timeout with 41 seconds remaining in the half. So a couple of shots down the field to try and get all the yards at once there, Bob, but Potosi unable to connect, and good coverage downfield by the Dragons.
Good coverage. I mean, the ball was right there where it should have been. Quarterbacks made 2 good throws in a row. Our St. Genevieve's D-backs just came up with 2 huge plays to bat the ball away at the last second.
And it's good, you know, because over the last few plays or so, you know, they haven't had much to do. They've been, you know, kind of there in the backfield. The front seven's been doing most of the work. But when they're called into action, they were even to the task.
Lull them to sleep and then throw the ball.
Coleman in the gun with 3 wide spread to the right side. And Murdick in the backfield. They'll go for it on 4th and 11 from the St. Genevieve 19. Down by 8. Trying one last time to get a score before the half. Coleman back to throw. Lets it go. It's toward the end zone. DeMond Guthrie incomplete. Again, good coverage. He was double covered that time, and I believe it was Bryce Trollinger who got his hand to bat it away from the intended receiver, and the Dragons will take over on downs at their own 19 and 35 seconds left in the half. Andrew Coleman, 3 of 10 on his throws so far. And again, that St. Genevieve defense standing strong over a period of adversity that time as Potosi seemed to have the momentum with the ground game, but instead they turn him over on downs. Now here's Logan Gegg. He rolls out to the left side on first down, and he throws it down the field to Devin Bader, who dropped it. Good job to get it away from the sweeping safety who tried to make that play. But Bader unable to hang on to the football, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10 with 30 seconds left in the half. We'll see how safe that the Dragons play this, or whether or not they want to try and sling it even further down the field. Gegg now 2 of 3 for 47 yards, throwing the football and a touchdown. Here's second down. He rolls to the left side, and he has it complete to Bader, who takes a big hit from Seth Sadrick, and both players are down after that collision. It's a first down gain for Boyer, but both players still shaken up after that big hit delivered by Seth Sadrick. Brady Boyer's now up and walking to his sideline, but Sadrick still laying on the ground at about the 33.
That was one major collision there. Good catch by Boyer to hang on to the ball, but Potosi's D-back put a hit on him, but he suffered some ill effects from that one as well.
And it looks like the pass was actually incomplete. Shadrick was able to lodge that ball loose from Brady Boyer that time after he made the catch, so it'll be third down and 10, and they're still tending to Seth Shadrick on the near sideline right near the St. Genevieve bench. Shadrick, the junior tight end for Potosi, 6'1" junior, 175 pounds. He's really excited to get more starting time this year. Still laying on the ground. The trainer's helping him out. Head coach Ed Haar standing over him as well, making sure he's all right. But those hits, they can be dangerous for not only the receiver, but the deliverer as well. Still tending to Seth Shadrick. We'll take a short break here as St. Genevieve leads 14-6 with 24 seconds left in the second quarter, and we're back in 30 on J98.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
KTJJ Farmington. Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
J98, The Boot.
Back on the campus of St. Genevieve High School as the home team Dragons have a 14-6 lead over the Potosi Trojans, and they're still tending to junior tight end Seth Shadrick of Potosi, laying on the ground after delivering a big hit to Brady Boyer after he caught the ball. Shadrick was able to knock the ball loose and force an incomplete pass, but he has taken the toll here and is still being tended to on that sideline. Three guys kind of helping him out, kneeling on the ground with Seth Shadrick and Potosi coach Ed Haar over there as well. Not sure if they're dealing with a head injury here. They might be. He's kind of laying motionless on the ground. They're trying to tend to the junior tight end here. I haven't seen any stretcher or any other medics to come on.
St. Genevieve medical service is down in the end zone there. I think they're sitting down there waiting to be summoned if needed to be.
They're still tending to him as St. Genevieve has taken this 14-6 lead after scoring two straight touchdowns. Now they're getting Seth Shadrick up off his backside. He's still sitting down, but trying to stand back up. Still hasn't gotten to that point just yet. 24 seconds to go in this first half as both teams have delivered blows back and forth. It's been a very physical game, and that's what we kind of thought it was going to be, Coach, with this, with these two teams. Very tough defenses, and they both know each other. So we thought physicality was going to be a big part of this.
Yeah, it certainly has lived up to that expectation. I know I think both coaches agreed, too, before the ball game, listened to their pregame chats that it was going to be a physical ball game. And I said, hey, as we've seen some big hits on both sides, defensively coming up making the tackles, and Potosi's offensive line has been very physical throughout this whole football game. They can move the ball and pick up 3 to 5 at a time the way it looks. Occasionally, St. Jean will get through there and stop them for no gain. But if they've got the time, which they didn't have a lot of it, so they went to the air there right before St. Genevieve took over and down.
A couple teammates are helping up Seth Shadrick to his feet. He's walking at least... It appears under his own power. Just a couple guys there on the sideline to just help him if he needs it. A good sign to see him walking off the field on his own.
It's always good to see those kids get up and walk off on their own, no matter how long they lay there. The longer they lay there, it seemed like the more concerned you get. But like I said, they never summons the emergency personnel down in the south end zone to come. So
now back to the game, 3rd and 10. Dragons with the football on their own 19 and 24 seconds left before halftime. A high snap. Ged corrals it, and he'll have to take it up himself straight up the gut and does get some yards out of that somehow to the 25. He gained 6 on what was a broken play from the high snap.
I think that'll probably be the last play of the half.
It's 4th down and 4. They don't have to run another play, and they'll just let the final seconds of the clock trickle down to 0. St. Genevieve, the home team, has a 14-6 lead. A pick six was thrown in there. They also had a long pass play after Potosi had taken the lead on a big run from Ethan Brown. Two conference and district foes dueling it out in St. Genevieve tonight as it's 14-6 Dragons as we go into half. And we'll now send it to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on J98.
At Foles Tractor and Equipment, get the latest, larger horsepower. The LS 45 horse and 50 horsepower models are here. Get the quality without paying those franchise fees. Hi, I'm Hannah, and right now when you buy the LS MT345E or LS MT350E, it comes with a free 6-foot brush hog. Get your LS 345E for just $22,195 or the LS MT350E for just $23,795, and you'll also get a free 6-foot brush hog. LS, the major brand maker, offers more standard features than the others. 6-year warranty and more. Foles Tractor and Equipment has great financing. A 6-year warranty, 5.9% financing for 84 months with approved credit, and no money down. Just stop by Foles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 today. LS Tractors, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Foles Tractor and Equipment. Call today at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353.
Our summer is ending, and on comes the Friday night lights. Yes, it's that time of year again for high school football. Hi, this is John Cozine, and for four generations spanning more than 100 years, our funeral home family has supported the Farmington Knights. And for most of the past 20 years, I've been photographing the Knights for the benefit of the players and their fans. You can see these photos online by going to our website at Cozine Memorial Chapel and highlighting the Community News tab. Or go directly to the Farmington Missourian on the internet. Either way, you can see the Knights as they play another exciting season.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. The Boot, Sean Malone back in the studio with you. Let's take a look at the J98 game right now between Potosi and St. Genevieve. A defensive battle this game was throughout most of the first quarter until late in that quarter when the Potosi Trojans' Ethan Brown would draw first blood, giving his team the game's first points.
Here's a handoff up the middle. Here's Brown. Gets across one man to the 10, to the 5, toward the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown. Ethan Brown taking St. Genevieve defenders with him, and he gets the first points of the game for the Potosi Trojans. They lead 6-0.
Score remains 6-0, but the Trojans missing the PAT. The Dragons would strike back midway through the second when Logan Gegg would find Brady Boyer for the score.
Gegg takes the snap. He's back to throw after faking the handoff. Lets it go, wants it all to the end zone, and Brady Boyer brings it down. Touchdown, St. Genevieve, as they take the top off the defense. Brady Boyer with the catch, and it's tied at 6-6 with 5:37 to go in the first half.
The PAT would make it 7-0, and a few plays later, the St. Gen defense would build on that lead.
Back to passes, Coleman on third down. Gets it off to Shadrick. It's tipped and then intercepted. Here's Grant Staffin taking it the other way into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. Grant Staffin with the pick six and returns it all the way back. And all the momentum is on the side of the Dragons. They take a 13-6 lead with almost 4 minutes to go in the half.
The point after try would make it 14-6. Dragons on top of the Trojans. That's where we sit right now at halftime. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. And taking a look at some of the other scores for games going on throughout the listening area right now. We have the Central Rebels on their homecoming game. trying to turn their season around, and, well, they have been doing just that this evening as they currently hold a lead over Confluence Prep 43-6 in the second quarter. Sekman and Northwest, a pair of 3-0 teams doing battle this evening. Sekman leads that one 7-6 at halftime, and another game at halftime right now. The Jefferson Blue Jays lead the St. Pius Lancers 6-0. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll step aside and continue with more on the backside of this break.
Big Steve's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, I understand there's a big factory authorized clearance sale going on right now.
That's right. It's the biggest sale of the year. We're blowing out all the 2018s, and we're also making room for the 2019s that are coming in. You name it, Rangers, Razors, Sportsmen's, all the K&Ms, everything. Huge sale going on. Don't miss it. It's the best time of the year to get one. At Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road in Farmington.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
At Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, being locally owned means we get to do pharmacy our way, and that means unmatched customer care. We love to do whatever it takes to help our customers stay healthy. Our staff serves you every day at the very top of their game, offering everything you would want from your hometown pharmacy, including top quality products, medical equipment, immunizations, one-on-one counseling, and so much more. Come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy cares for you and about you.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Gilster Mary Lee is now looking for men and women between the ages of 18 and 20 who are considering a career in driving. Gilster Mary Lee will train and prepare you for the written and skills test to get your CDL license. Positions are full-time based out of Perryville, Missouri and Steelville, Illinois, and offer health insurance, vacation pay, Christmas bonuses, and company store privileges. Call Mike Welker to learn more at 800-851-5371, extension 3241.
Hey, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you, taking a look at some scores throughout the listening area. At halftime, Valley Catholic is on top of Crystal City, 49-0. North County leads DeSoto at the half, 28-7. And on our web TV game, it is Perryville over Fredericktown. That game also at halftime, 18-0. Let's take a look at the KJF game, where it is 22-16, Hillsborough on top of Fest is that game at halftime right now with 3:06 left in the first quarter. Zach Basic swiftly got the Tigers on the scoreboard with this play.
Here's the pitch to the he's keeping it in a ball in the air. Touchdown. Yes. Touchdown pass from Cole to Zach Bash. He found Bash in the left corner of the end zone. I thought that ball was going to Hyde again, but he held onto the ball, and Cole finds him on the pass. Touchdown pass for the Tigers.
PAT no good, making the score 6-0 Festus with 1:26 left in the first. It wasn't long before Tiger Jaden Rystrom met the end zone to extend the lead.
Cole drops back, hands it off. It goes to the right side. A gain of 5, still on his feet, and this is going to be a Tiger touchdown. Into the end zone, the Tigers score. Jaden Rystrom.
This time, the Tigers would go for two and would be successful, making the score 14-0. As time expired in the first, Hillsborough answered back with a touchdown from Dylan Dace.
They do pitch it out, and it comes up the middle, and he is all alone. And that, unless he is caught, it is a touchdown run by the Hillsborough Hawks. Boy, oh boy, he got a good block and came right up the middle, and that was Dylan Dace.
The Hawks went for two, and they were successful, making it 14-8 in favor of Festus. The clock wound down quickly with 6:09 left in until the end of the first half, and Hillsborough's QB went in for the touchdown and caught up to Festus.
We anticipate they'll keep it on the ground, and they do. The quarterback who kept it, they carry it into the end zone for the touchdown, and that ties the game at 14 apiece.
The two-point conversion was good, and Hillsborough obtained their first lead of the night, 16-14. Festus continued to keep Hillsborough on their toes with 4:39 left in the half and the touchdown from Chalmer Brickhouse.
Here's a handoff by the Tigers and a man open in the backfield across the 40, down to the 30, the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers. A big run there by Chalmer Brickhouse. Boy, he broke free, broke right through the line.
The Tigers added two more points to sweeten the deal on a two-point try, and it is 26-16 favoring Festus at halftime right now. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on regional radio. Some other scores throughout the listening area and games going on right now. St. Vincent leads Herculaneum 14-7 in the second quarter. Central extending their lead over Confluence Prep. They now are on top in the second quarter, 50-6. And Lift for Life leads Windsor 22-6. It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on regional radio, back after this.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on regional radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you, updating you on some scores for games throughout the listening area. Fox leads Melville at halftime right now by a score of 30-6. Our KREI game sees Farmington leading Cape Central at halftime. 24-12 is the score in that one. And we have Cuba on top of Grandview, 36-6. Is the score in that one. We're now going to send it to the Web TV game right now. Mac Greenwood, as we are having some technical difficulties, has the update for you from the halftime of that game.
Mac Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, covering the Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game of the week. It's Perryville here in Fredericktown, and the Perryville Pirates out to an 18-0 lead at the end of one half. It'll be Fredericktown to receive the second half kickoff. We all started with Perryville and the ball at their own 25-yard line. Three plays later, a punt try for the Pirates. On the first drive of the game for Fredericktown, they got into play number 7 of the drive before Chitwood fumbled it. Perryville, on their second drive of the first half, took that fumble, and from the Fredericktown 49-yard line, marched down the field in 5 plays, and capping off the scoring was Seth Russo with a 4-yard touchdown run. Perryville leading 7-0 at about the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. And then Fredericktown got the ball back, started at their own 25-yard line. Evan Burrows, first pass play of that drive, threw right into the hands of Marcus Mahatta. Perryville, on the ensuing drive, wound up turning it over on downs after just 5 plays. Sixth possession of the first half, third for Fredericktown. They ran the ball twice, and it was Logan Bowling that fumbled it, lost it,
And then Perryville on the ensuing drive had two run plays before the end of the first quarter, started the second quarter, had one more run play, did not pick up the first down, and settled for a 31-yard field goal after having a possession beginning at the 19-yard line. So with a score 10-0 Perryville, first possession of the second quarter for Fredericktown. They got six plays in and fumbled the football. Perryville on the ensuing drive ran the ball twice, passed it unsuccessfully, and wound up punting the football. Second drive of the second quarter for Fredericktown, still down 10-0 at this point. They wound up going 3-and-out, punting the ball back to the Perryville Pirates, who started a drive on the Fredericktown 37. They would go ahead and run the football three times, capped off by a 20-yard completion between Drew Hotop and his wide receiver, Carter Dix. And then on the extra point try, Hotop couldn't handle the snap, rolled to his right, and from about 5 yards out, threw the ball sidearm and found a receiver in the end zone for a two-point play to give Perryville an 18-0 lead. Next drive was a turnover on downs for Fredericktown, going seven plays before failing to get a first down on a fourth down in about six. And then Perryville missing a 21-yard field goal with 1.5 seconds to spare in the first half after a seven-play drive that began on the Perryville 27-yard line. So with that missed field goal, Perryville remains at 18 points in the first half, Fredericktown being shut out so far. And as far as expectations go from this ballgame, the way Perryville's defense has played all year, to see a zero put up there by Fredericktown is not at all surprising. But there have been some big plays that Perryville has put together to get a couple of good scores, including that 4-yard touchdown run by Seth Russo and a 20-yard completion between Drew Hotop and Carter Dix. That's a recap of the first half brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay as well. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371.
Thank you very much. That is Mac Greenwood out at the field. You can find that game on our YouTube. Go to MIMO Info Web TV on YouTube. We'll step aside and continue with the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
Service and quality.
Boyer Lumber.
The way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber.
We know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know. All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
It's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. Sean Malone back in the studio with you as we take a look at the KREI game right now. Farmington would strike first in this one against Cape Central as Royce Harris found the end zone for the fifth time this season.
Harris goes in motion. They pitch it to him, trying to attack along that right side. Turns the corner at the 20, breaks the tackle, puts out that stiff arm, cuts back at the 10, puts on the brakes, now accelerates forward to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Royce Harris!
The extra point is good, giving the Knights an early 7-0 lead. However, Cape Central would answer right back with a long touchdown run of their own.
Direct snap and a run for him. He attacks off tackle left side, and he's in the open to the 20. He's only got one man to beat, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Cameron Cox. He runs it in from 31 yards out.
The Tigers would miss the extra point, bringing the score to 7-6. Farmington would add to their lead with a field goal in just over 2 minutes left in the first.
And so a field goal try now from 22 yards out. Snap is good. Hold is down. And Cale Krause sends through his second field goal of the season. And Farmington's on top, 10-6.
The Knights would continue their momentum in the second quarter, finding the end zone once again on another lengthy run.
Wide to the left side is Nicholson. Once again from that left or that right wing back, Tyson Gray gets to the middle of the field, and he's gone! Gray to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and glides into the end zone with a 36-yard touchdown run.
A successful extra point gave Farmington a 17-6 lead. However, Cape Central would only need one play to respond with a 65-yard strike from Cameron Cox.
Alexander standing off the right hip of Cameron Cox. Cox is back in the shotgun, tries to air one out across that left sideline. He completes it, and Tyus Redden is gone. One play, 65 yards. Cox to Redden.
PAT no good once again for the Tigers, bringing the score to 17-12, where Farmington's Tyson Gray would provide a little more breathing room for the Knights just before the half.
Motion man is Gray. They pitch it to him. Gray running to the left side, and he's to the 15. Now the 10. Cuts back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Gray. 23-12. Farmington leads. 29 seconds remaining in the first half.
The PAT would make it a 24-12 halftime lead for Farmington on top of Cape Central. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on regional radio. We're going to send it back to the field on J98 and continue over on AM 800 KREI.
Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve is your Red Wing boot dealer. Meyer's Shoe Store is now offering a 20% discount on all new Red Wing boots. So if you need new work boots, hunting boots, or just new boots in general, Meyer's Shoe Store is the name to remember. That's Meyer's Shoe Store, located at 289 Merchant Street, down from Ciro's in St. Genevieve. Call 883-2110. That phone number again is 883-2110 for Meyer's Shoe Store in St. Genevieve.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
To St. Genevieve as we get ready to start the second half between Potosi and St. Gen, and the Dragons have the 14-6 lead as the third quarter is about to get underway. Alongside the Hall of Famer Bob Stolzer, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. St. Genevieve with the lead on the scoreboard, but Potosi outgaming them in total yards so far, 134 total yards of offense, most of that on the ground, 109 rushing yards for the Trojans compared to 86 yards total for the Dragons. They've gotten an even balance there, 54 through the air, 32 on the ground for the Dragons so far, but they're leading on the scoreboard. We're checking to see if Chad Dunsey is on the field warming up with the Dragons. He was shaken up earlier in the second quarter. Logan Gegg took over for him and did it very well, had that 33-yard pass down the field, which gave the Dragons the lead, and then they were able to tack on some more with that pick six from Grant Staffen, who's had a good game so far. Potosi, meanwhile, putting together some very long drives and putting together more time of possession with the ground game, Bob.
Yeah, unfortunately for them, they're just unable to get hit that big play to get into the end zone consistently. They did the one drive, which got it in, but they've had good field position the whole game. Like I said, thanks to their punter, Haynes. He's done a great job of keeping St. Genevieve in bad field position. And then on the one nice punt that he had, St. Genevieve fumbled the ball away to Potosi. Potosi, unfortunately, was unable to capitalize on that. And like I said, it's just been one of those things, of a few mistakes here and there on both sides. But like we talked about a while ago, too, it's been a very physical football game on both sides as well.
Certainly has. A couple players for either side have had some injuries to deal with. We saw Seth Shadrick take a while to get up from a big hit that he delivered. We're unsure as to whether or not he'll be able to come back into this game, the tight end for Potosi. As we look at some other stats here, the leading yard getter on the ground for Potosi, Ethan Brown there, starting tailback, 8 carries, 43 yards, a touchdown from 15 yards out on his 6th carry of the game in the first quarter. Leading the way for the Dragons on the ground is Logan Trowinger. He's gotten all of his 11 yards on one carry. They've done it mainly through the air, though. A couple big plays through the air from Logan Gegg. 2 of 3 in the passing game, 47 yards, a touchdown. Chad Dunsey, as we mentioned earlier, came off injured in the second quarter. He went 2 of 5 for 7 yards throwing down the field. Andrew Coleman on the other side, the quarterback for Potosi, 3 of 10 on his throws so far today for 25 yards and a pick. That was, again, taken back to the house by the Dragons. And those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected their customers since 1914. Both teams are done warming up as they go back to their respective sidelines. Potosi won the toss at the start of the game. They elected to receive, and so St. Genevieve will get the option to return the kickoff this time around in the second half. You see Chad Dunsey on the field?
Yeah, he's right down in front of us warming up.
We'll see if he's coming back into this game, tossing the ball with his other quarterback teammate, Logan Gegg, as the Dragons are ready to return this kick from right to left. Potosi, meanwhile, looking to ride the big right leg of Zach Haynes. He's had a good game punting the football. Kicking, he's tried to up the distance a little bit. He has also missed an extra point. He is actually not in for this kick. And it'll be Anant Singh taking the kick for the Trojans. First time we've said his name tonight. 5'7", 140-pound sophomore. He raises his hand and kicks it from left to right. It's on the ground, a squib kick, and the Dragons fall on it at about their own 32-yard line. I think the Trojans probably tried to catch the Dragons off guard that time, but St. Genevieve does recover that kickoff, and they'll start at their own 32. Dragons, as we mentioned, with the 14-6 lead as we start the third quarter. One touchdown on offense, the other on defense, as Logan Gegg is the quarterback to start out in the gun with Staffen and Trollinger joining him in the backfield. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, option play to the left, pitches it out to Trollinger across the 35 to the 40, angling near sideline 45, and then forced out of bounds, took a big hit after going over that white chalk and paid the price at the end, but it's a big gain to midfield, and that's a gain of 18 yards and a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town, online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. St. Genevieve right away establishing that ground game, or at least trying to, with a big gain on that option. And it's now first and 10 at midfield. Gegg takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He takes it himself and was taken down at the line of scrimmage. Lost the football, but I believe it was after he had been ruled down. And he'll keep it at midfield after a play that goes for no gain, and it's second and 10.
St. Genevieve tried to run a little counter trade where they pull the backside lineman from the right side to the left that time, but one of Potosi's defenders were able to slip in between the blockers and make tackle for no gain.
Just underway in the third quarter, 14-6 St. Genevieve. They have the football to start in the second half. Second down and 10 at midfield. Moving right to left, Gegg in the gun. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's back to throw. Rolling left side, under pressure, has to get away from those defenders, and he ends up getting back to the line of scrimmage. Pursued on the play by Logan Kirby. Hunter Moon was also in the backfield there, and it actually turns into about a one-yard gain for Gegg. And it's now third and 9. Might be a passing situation on third and 9 here for Gegg. He's 2 of 3 throwing the football so far. 10:40 to go third quarter. He looks to the sideline for the call. Trollinger behind him. Staffen to his right. Two wideouts to the right side and a tight end to the left. Here's the snap. Gegg takes it. He runs with it up the middle and is hit hard in the second level there. I believe that was Ty Brown delivering the hit after a gain of 3 for Gegg. It's 4th and 6. What will they do here? They're at the Potosi 46-yard line. Looks like they'll go for it. And Gegg is in the gun.
Or a quick kick, possibly.
He is backed up quite a bit, but now he is going back. He looked like he was motioning to kick it, but a flag flies out, and it's illegal procedure on the Dragons.
A little option play there. The punter slash quarterback has the option to either pass the ball. If the receiver's going to be open downfield for first down, he'll, of course, throw it to him. Otherwise, he'll go ahead and kind of scrub or rugby-style kick it.
And now the they won't fool anybody. They'll show the punt unit on the field and have Gegg back in punt formation. Zach Haynes, who was a little shaken up in that first half, is back on the field to take this punt at the 15. Gegg calls for it, takes the snap. It's a good one, and it's a good kick. Straight to Haynes. He picks it up at his 10, and he'll run with it past one man. Could not get to the 15, though. Good pursuit by the Dragons on special teams. I believe finishing off the play was Kreitler, and they get him inside the 15-yard line. They spot the ball on the right hash at the 13. 9:46 to go, third quarter. Potosi takes over, down by 8. Thank a few sponsors, including Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve and Crystal City, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown Ironton in Farmington, and also Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. First drive of the second half for Potosi. Andrew Coleman under center in the offset eye. Guthrie the tailback, two wideouts to either side. And here's the snap. They hand off to Guthrie. Running to the outside. Has the edge on the far sideline. 20, 25, 30. Then tripped up. After getting to the 30-yard line, good run from DeMond Guthrie to start things out. And he gains 17. It's a Coldwell Banker Holsey first down for the Trojans.
Just a little power play that he broke to the outside or bounced to the outside. St. Genevieve lost contain. He was able to cut it up on the outside for that big gain that time.
And if you let DeMond Guthrie into space like that, he can burn you.
He's got some wheels.
Looks like he's on the sideline for this play. They change out personnel and come to the line with that offset eye once again. The fullback is Griggs. And looks like the tailback moved before the snap. That was Murdick, who took a step forward, and that's actually going to be encroachment.
Encroachment, yeah. So I think St. Genevieve got inside neutral zone before anybody on Potosi's team moved.
So that's the second penalty of the half on the Dragons. Only one penalty in that first half. And now it's first and 5 for Potosi. They bunch up even more. Coleman under center hands it off to Murdick. He's bouncing off tacklers, has the 40 to the 45. Good enough for the first down. A gain of about 11 yards down to the 46 of Potosi. And they'll move the chains once again. Potosi again pounding it on the ground. Murdick now 8 carries, 40 yards. Didn't see a ton of time running the football in the first 3 games, but they've inserted him into that backfield, and he's been effective.
Tough now. Runner to bring down, too. St. Jen had a couple of shots at him for minor gains, and they bounced right off of him.
Coleman under center. He hands off to the tailback. This is Ethan Brown, the lead yard getter in the first half, and he's across midfield down at about the 48-yard line of St. Genevieve. That's another gain of 6 yards. And Ethan Brown, 9 carries, 49 yards for him on the day. Second down and 4 for the Trojans. Down by 8, under 8.5 to play third quarter.
Again, Potosi's just going back to their bread and butter stuff, just giving the ball, alternating backs in there, keeping fresh but running backs in there, and following that big line of theirs, and occasionally they'll bounce it to the outside.
Guthrie's the tailback here. Isgrig's the fullback. Here's second down and 4. They hand off to Guthrie. This time he's bottled up. Isaac Boyd was in on the tackle, but I believe the first man there was Clayton Vaughn. His partner there at the defensive tackle position, and they get him for no gain. It's 3rd and 4. So the Trojans facing another 3rd down. It's obviously a lot more manageable for them in this kind of situation where it's 4 to 5 yards. They haven't been too successful throwing the football today. Coleman only 3 of 10. They'll line up in that offset eye, a wide out to the left, a tight end to the right. Here's the snap. They toss it outside. Murdick, he has the edge, lunging forward to the first down marker across the 45 of St. Genevieve, and it's close.
I think his extra effort got first down that time.
It did. To the 44, and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Another player slow to get up. That's Caleb Roth, who's not putting any weight on that left side, being helped toward the sideline for the Dragons by one of his teammates. and officials call timeout. They'll help him a little bit more here. I believe Caleb Roth was shaken up in the first half as well.
He came off the field earlier. He might have been the same aggravating injury or what looks like he's favoring his one leg. Oh, it's an ankle, knee, or just a thigh bruise. He's holding his thigh.
Meanwhile, Potosi ready to set things up on first down and 10 from the St. Genevieve 44. They'll give him the 43, in fact. And here's a weird play. Flags fly. I don't think Coleman was ready for the snap, but they gave it to him anyway. Either way, it's an illegal procedure, and that'll back up Potosi 5 yards.
They could put the ball on the ground, too, but Potosi recovered the ball. But I think probably the officials blew the play dead before it really got rolling for their legal procedure penalty.
So they'll spot the ball on the left hash mark at the 48. Potosi moving left to right in their all-white uniforms, down by 8 with 7:07 to go in the third quarter. Offset eye again, one wide to the left. Coleman takes the snap, bobbles it, and it's on the turf. Who came up with the football? I think Coleman may have gotten it back, and he did. But again, some snap issues for the Trojans on the second straight instance, and that backs them up into their own territory on a loss of 4. They'll change out personnel once again and get some new bodies onto the field. The Trojans will for second down and what appears to be 18 or 19 at their own 48. Murdick is the tailback. Isgrigs the fullback. They hand off to Murdick on second down and 19. He barrels ahead across midfield and I think got the 49 of St. Jen for a gain of only 3 yards. And this is third and 16 upcoming for Potosi. Not the situation that they want to be in. Trojans huddle up for this third and 16. It's 14-6. St. Jen with the lead. We're under 6 to play in the third quarter. We'll see if the Dragons can get off the field again on a third and long situation for the Trojans. And it looks like the Trojans won't get this snap off. They'll call timeout instead, as I believe the play clock was running down, and they'll take their first timeout of the second half, and we'll take it with them with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Potosi with third down and 16. They're trailing 14-6 to St. Genevieve on J98.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Maybe start off with a couple of appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach and artichoke dip, or chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Hey, let the kids pick something from the kids' menu. Then for yourself, choose one of your favorites like steak or ribs, seafood or pasta. Man, it's all so good. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and to get specific times for happy hour and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Potosi just took their first timeout of the second half, and then right afterwards, the officials called a timeout of their own to give them an extra moment to get some more water with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. St. Genevieve leading Potosi 14-6. Potosi has third down and 16 upcoming. We'll thank our final few sponsors, including Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber, Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum, Mario's Italia in Farmington, Community In-Home Service in St. Genevieve, and also Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Glad you're with us. Alongside the Hall of Famer Bob Stolzer, I'm Andy Humphrey as we get set to look at this third down and 16 for Potosi. They're at the St. Genevieve 49. The tailback is Brown. Under center, Coleman. Correction, that was Miller. They fake the handoff to him. Coleman gets wrapped up in the backfield, had no chance to look downfield for a pass. The first man there for St. Jen was Christian Hale. He gets the sack. That backs him up 6 yards, and it's fourth down.
Tried to run a little play action pass there, fake to the back, and when Hale turned around to throw the ball, St. Genevieve defensive lineman was waiting right there in his face.
This situation, however, on special teams has favored the Trojans so far. Zach Haynes has had a good day punting, and there's been a muffed punt on the side of St. Genevieve early on in this game. There's the snap to Haynes. He gets it off. It's a good long kick, backs up to about the 10-yard line, then takes a St. Genevieve bounce, and the Trojans down it at the 13, it appears.
Yeah, I think you'll see Haynes probably playing on Saturday afternoon somewhere next fall.
He's got next a leg, fall, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Kicks a real nice ball. He looks like he places it very well, too.
Trying to add to his 48-yard per punt average in tonight's game, and I think he's upped it a little bit. First-team All-State punter pins the Dragons inside their own 15. They'll set up with first and 10 at their 14 with an 8-point lead and 4:51 to go third quarter. Haven't seen Chad Dunsey since he got off the field with that injury, and I believe it's still Logan Gegg manning the quarterback position for the Dragons, and it is, joined by Trollinger and Staffen in the backfield. He takes the snap. They run the option to the right side. It's Trollinger cutting across the corner and then sidesteps out of bounds around the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 6. There was a flag that came in at the line of scrimmage. We'll see who this is on. As it stands now, a 6-yard gain, but the officials will talk it over. And they call a holding on the Dragons. So that'll back them up half the distance to the goal and put them, I believe, at their own 7, if my math's correct. Dragons just their 4th penalty, but 3 of them have come in this second half. And now it'll be 1st and 17. Gag in the backfield in the shotgun with Staffen to his left, and now Logan Trollinger goes out wide to the right with Devin Bader on the far side, too wide to the near side left as well. A quick pass to the right side. It's to Trollinger, complete. He gets across the 15 to about where he gained on that first carry to the 20-yard line. So it almost didn't matter there. He picks up the yardage that they lost. It's 2nd and 4. After a gain of 13. Logan Gegg, 3 of 4 for 60 yards, throwing the football today and the touchdown. He's in the gun again with Staffen joining him just a step behind him. They give it to Staffen. He runs over the right guard and across the 20 to the 22 where he's taken down. That gets him a little bit closer, about 2 yards shy of the first, as we have third down upcoming. St. Genevieve up 14-6, under 4 to play, third quarter. Staffen, the starting tailback, 4 carries, 11 yards. But his biggest play of the night has been on defense, the 29-yard pick 6. Gagging the gun, he takes the snap, tries to run it up the middle himself, but gets thrown backwards by 3 different Trojans. One of them on the play was Tristan Murdick. I believe Logan Kirby was in on the stop as well, and the Dragons will be forced to punt once again after a gain of just 1.
Probably just tough to run against that defensive front of Potosi.
Zach Haynes lined up at his own 47-yard line, awaiting this punt from Logan Gegg, who's had to not only take over the quarterback duties from Chad Dunsey, but also the kicking duties. As he takes the snap, and this is a punt angling toward the near sideline a bit. It bounces at the 45 to midfield and then trickles at about the 47-yard line where the Dragons down it. Good field position again for the Trojans to start out as they trail by 8 with 2:51 to go in the third quarter. And they try to put something together with their ground game.
You know, again, like we've talked about all night, Andy, Haynes just continues to figure into it. Potosi stalled on their last drive. Tremendous punt, back St. Genevieve up. Then St. Gen had a holding penalty that backed them up even more. They weren't able to convert for the second down. And St. Genevieve, the punter, just does not have the leg that Potosi's does. And as a result, Potosi comes out midfield.
On first down, Coleman handed it off to the fullback. I believe that was Cale Short, who powered his way forward to about midfield, and that gives him a gain of 3 yards to bring up 2nd and 7. Potosi has had seven different guys carry the ball today. Their offense has been almost exclusively on the ground as they line up in the offset eye again. Guthrie the tailback, Isgriggs the fullback. They give it to Isgriggs on the running play over the right guard, and he barrels ahead for a few more yards to the 47 of St. Genevieve. That gets him a little bit closer, about 4 yards away now. It's third and four. 2 minutes to play in the third. Potosi down by eight. Offset eye again for the Trojans. Guthrie the tailback. Kale Short at fullback. They toss it on third down to Guthrie, trying to get the edge. Knocks off of one defender and can't get past the second. Down at about the 45-yard line, a gain of just one. And it's fourth down quickly for Potosi. Good response by the St. Genevieve defense to force the three and out. So on comes Zach Haynes again, standing at his own 40. And back to receive it, Staffen and Trollinger for the Dragons. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. As they get the snap off, Haynes almost got it off, and then he got knocked down. No flag comes out, though, as this ball trickles inside the 15. Now to the 10 as it takes a weird Potosi hop. And they'll down this football all the way down to the 8. Another good job by Zach Haynes to pin him deep. And St. Genevieve will set up shop with first down and 10 from their own 8-yard line. Correction, make that the 7 with 50 seconds left in the third. So even though St. Genevieve has had this 14-6 lead, neither team has been able to create a sustained drive just yet in this third quarter, and Potosi winning the field position battle, Bob.
Yes, they are again. Again, you point to Zach Haynes. Continually pins them deep. St. Genevieve needs to get a little momentum, pick up a couple of first downs to get some better field position for themselves.
Still Logan Gegg at quarterback for the Dragons. Two wideouts to either side. Staffen joining him to his right in the backfield. Takes the snap. Runs it up the middle himself. Has a hole across the 10 to the 15 and close to that first down marker. And they'll give him the first down across the 17-yard line to the 18. 11-yard gain for the quarterback. Gegg running the football so far today. Has 23 yards on six carries. He's in the shotgun again, takes the snap, quick throw to the outside, and Trollinger had it knocked away. Just came off his hands and then received a big hit from Zach Haynes. Incomplete, make it second and 10 from the 18. Dragons with the 8-point lead as clock is stopped at 34 seconds momentarily. Gegg in the gun with four wideouts. A high snap, but he takes it and has to run it up the middle himself again to the 20-yard line and lunges forward to the 21. Again, Logan Gegg has had to kind of be damage control a little bit. He made something out of nothing, but a flag is down, and they call holding on the Dragons, so it won't matter. Looks like they'll go half the distance to the goal again. Ball was at the 18. So they might spot it down at the 9. And the official's still trying to figure out where the spot of the foul was. The flag itself is laying on the 17-yard line. So they'll now mark it down and put it at about the 8 or the 9.
It's like the 9.
So that backs him up 9 yards on the holding penalty again. 5 penalties in the game for the Dragons, and 4 of them in this second half. We're under a half minute to play in the third. And it's second down and 19 for the Dragons. They have that 4 wide out set again, with Grant Staffen right behind the quarterback Logan Gegg in the shotgun. And a hard count. Looks like they got the Trojans to jump. Another flag flies in. And they'll march forward 5 yards, the Dragons, this time.
We got 5 of that back.
Trojans have been the most penalized team. That's their seventh. And they've been backed up 45 yards on their penalties. So now the ball's on the 14-yard line. Clock rolling with 15 seconds to go. Gagging the gun. He takes the snap, running the option again. He pitches it outside to Staffen. Jukes one man, gets across the 15, and taken down at the 17-yard line for a gain of three. That's the final play of the third quarter. No scoring in that third, but St. Genevieve likes that. They have a 14-6 lead over the Potosi Trojans. The fourth quarter is next on J98.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98, The Boot.
Final 12 minutes of the game about to get underway as the St. Genevieve Dragons face a third down and 12 at their own 17-yard line. They lead 14-6 over Potosi. Logan Gegg in the shotgun. He takes the snap. He's back to throw. He throws it back to his running back, Staffen, and then drops it. They went for the quick pass to the flat, and Staffen unable to hang on to the pass. And it's now fourth down for the Dragons. And it looks like they'll punt it away from their own 17. And again, it figures, Bob, that the Trojans are going to get good field position here.
Keep them backed up, and St. Jen just doesn't have the leg that Potosi has when it comes to the punting game.
This is a line drive punt. It takes a hop near midfield and trickles into the Potosi half of the gridiron. They'll let it roll to the 47, and that's where they'll down it. Potosi still with a good spot on the field to start their drive with. Their own 47, trailing by 8, 11:43 to go, fourth quarter. It's been mainly running plays from Potosi so far. They haven't had a ton of success throwing the football today. Andrew Coleman just 3 of 10 and hasn't thrown a pass yet in this second half. Officials timeout as they let the players get a water break, and we'll take that timeout as well. With 11:43 to go in the fourth quarter, Potosi with the football trailing St. Genevieve 14-6 on J98.
Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwrymca.org, or stop by the Y today.
Teams are back on the field after that water break. It's first down and 10 for the Trojans at their own 47, 11:43 to go in the game. St. Genevieve leading 14-6. Coleman will be in the shotgun this time. Three wideouts bunched to the right side of the line. He takes the snap, tosses outside. Tristan Murdick trying to get the edge across the line of scrimmage, but can't get to midfield. Good pursuit on the edge by the Dragons. Bryce Trowinger, the first man there to take down Murdick. A gain of two. Murdick, four carries in this second half for 21 yards. That makes his grand total 50 tonight on his 11 carries. Second down and 8 from the 49 for the Trojans. They go with the offset eye again. Taking the snap, Coleman. He gives to Kyle Miller, the tailback, running to the left side and gets across midfield to the 48 of St. Jen. That's another 3-yard gain, and that sets up third down and 5. Kyle Miller, his fourth carry of the game. He's got 16 yards today. Not only has it been a lot of guys touching the football on the ground for the Trojans, but they've had 4 players with at least 6 carries. How much they run the ball, they really do change hands quite a bit as well. Miller will be the tailback in the offset eye on third down and 5. Coleman under center. He takes the snap, tosses outside to Miller, trying to get the edge, but dropped in the backfield. Good pursuit by the safety, Grant Staffen. His second big defensive play, the other a pick 6 in the first half. And that backs him up to the original line of scrimmage. It's fourth down and 10.
Potosi's line looks like they might be getting a little tired, Andy. It's they don't have a lot of depth in there the way it looks. A lot of those guys are going, both ways. Anyhow, it doesn't seem like they're coming off the ball quite as hard as they were the first half or the beginning of that third quarter.
So now we'll see Zach Haynes again. He's put on a show punting the football so far. He's pinned the Dragons back inside their own 15 at least 4 or 5 times today. This is a high snap. He backs up and catches it, gets the punt off as well. That was amazing as this goes and bounces at the 15 inside the 10. Trojans huddling around the football, and they'll down it at around the 7-yard line. What could have been disaster for the Trojans ends up being another nice punt from Zach Haynes as he was able to back up, take that bad snap, and get the punt off just before it was blocked with guys closing in on him. And again, a good play from the senior Zach Haynes with 9:21 to go in the game.
Tremendous athletic recovery there. High snap. He went back, as you said. Still had to jump and one hand catch the ball and still get off the punt that he did. It's, again, he's keeping Potosi in this ball game.
St. Genevieve leading 14-6 with 9:21 to go in the game, so they're okay with teams kind of trading sides here a bit, but I'm sure they'd like to keep a little more possession as well. Logan Gegen, the shotgun, a quick throw, left side, it's complete to Brady Boyer, going to the out-of-bounds area now, and he's taken out right near the first down marker to the 17-yard line. They haven't signaled first down just yet, but it's oh so close. He's about a yard shy at the 17. Gegg with the completion there, his second of the second half. He's 4 of 7 today. And for Boyer, that's his second catch. Gegg takes it, and he runs up the middle with it. It looks like he got the first down on a 3-yard gain to the 20. And the quarterback gets the Coldwell Banker Holsey first down himself. Boy, Logan Gegg has really stepped up. For the injured Chad Dunsey, they usually bring Gegg in for the running situations, but Gegg has kept the balance with the offense on the ground and through the passing game today.
Yeah, he's really proven that he can throw the ball as well as be a running threat. So he's really came to the aid here.
He's in the shotgun again with 4 wideouts, 2 to either side. Staffing behind him in the backfield, 8:48 to go in the game. A quick throw again to Brady Boyer at the line of scrimmage. It's complete. Gets across the 20 and then forced out of bounds near the 25-yard line. They'll spot it down on the left hash mark at the 24 after a gain of 4. Second down and 6 for the Dragons. Clock at 8:42 to go in the game. St. Genevieve with the football up 14-6 on Potosi. Big pivotal game as far as district standings and conference standings go. St. Genevieve 2-1, Potosi 1-2. Second down and 6. Gegg takes the snap, running with it off to the left side and forced out of bounds. After a gain of a few yards, they spot him down at the 28-yard line, it appears. That's another 4-yard gain, make it 3rd and 2. 4 wideouts again, 2 on either side. Staffing in the backfield with Gegg in the gun. Did they get Potosi to jump again? No. No flag flies just yet. Play is still live.
I don't think they got him into the neutral zone.
Gegg takes the snap, looking to throw over to the left side. Now he's under pressure, airs it out to the near sideline. This time it's caught by Logan Trollinger. What a play by the young sophomore to make that catch. And he's out of bounds at around the 48-yard line on a big play of 20 yards from Gegg to Trollinger. Good readjustment on the play by Logan to find that football. Kind of a desperation heave from Gegg, but Trollinger able to get there and pick up his quarterback.
Looked originally like it was just going to be a little quick out for first down play, and then Gegg did a good job of finding Trollinger in the right sideline here.
Gegg takes the snap, runs it straight up the gut across midfield, and bumped down at about the 48 of Potosi. So from the 48 to the 48, picks up 4 yards at second and six. Finally, St. Genevieve getting down to the other half of the field and taking back the field position momentum. Under eight to play. Clock rolling in the fourth quarter. Potosi up eight. Or correction, St. Genevieve up eight on Potosi. And the Dragons have the football. Gegg in the gun with two wideouts to either side. He takes the snap, runs with it over the right tackle, has the edge, 45-40, 35, lunges forward. He's taken down after a good run. Down at the 33-yard line. Give him 15 and another Coldwell Banker Holsey first down. Boy, Logan Gegg has really picked up his team.
St. Genevieve's kids are really getting off the ball. Potosi's linemen, a lot of them are going both ways. And I mentioned a few minutes ago offensively they weren't coming off the ball like they were earlier. And those same guys are on defense. And they might be getting a little tired here in the fourth quarter.
Gegg in the shotgun again. Grant Stafford to his left. Again, that four wide out set. He takes the snap, rolling left side, looking to throw. Wants it all down the field, and it's picked off. What a play by DeMond Guthrie. He takes it away, and the Trojans will take over at around their 17. DeMond Guthrie, the junior, swooping in from the safety position and gets the pick. And a big turnover that Potosi oh so needed.
Well, you sit back there and read that perfectly. Just waited till the ball was thrown and then broke on it and cut in front of the receiver and made a heck of a play.
Guthrie, his first pick on the year. And now the Trojans will set up with 7:04 to go in the game at their own 17, and they're down by eight. Coleman under center, that I formation again. He's back to pass this time, and he'll let it go toward DeMond Guthrie. Far sideline incomplete. So tried to reward the junior that time by letting him go down the field and try and get that football, but instead it's second down. Coleman 3 of 11 throwing the ball today. Trojans in their white uniforms moving right to left. 6:59 to go in the fourth quarter. A trail by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Offset eye again. Coleman under center. Takes the snap. Hands off to the tailback. This is Brown. Gets across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. And Ethan Brown gets him to a third and manageable situation, 4 yards away from the first. Brown with his 10th carry. He's got 55 yards on the day and a touchdown. It's actually a little closer. Third down at about three. They'll bunch up again. And Coleman hands off to the fullback this time. I believe this is either Isgriggs or Short. It was Isgriggs who has got first down yardage to the 29, close to the 30. And they'll spot it, the nose of the football down at the 30-yard line, a gain of six for Isgriggs. First down and 10 at the 30. Clock rolling with 6:15 to go in the game. Potosi trying to drive down the field, down by eight. A toss play, left side. Ethan Brown running with it, trying to get the edge. Brady Boyer pursuing, and he drags him down right at around the line of scrimmage. I think Brown may have lunged forward for a yard gain. There's a flag down at the 35-yard line, a little bit downfield. We'll see what this is about.
Well, Boyer did a great job of fending off the attempt to block by the fullback and stepping up to make the tackle on that play, a little power sweep.
They're trying to sort out what this flag's about. It was thrown around where the linebackers usually set up. As it stands now, it's a gain of about a yard. And it's on the Trojans. Not sure what the signal was.
Almost looked like illegal participation. I don't know how that worked.
Either way, it backs them up 15 yards to their own 17. Well, we're still not sure. That's usually personal foul distance, but I didn't see the personal foul signal. Either way, this is a much longer field now for the Trojans. It's first down and about 25. They're set up at their own 16-yard line. They have three men in the backfield in the wishbone, looks like, as they toss it to the tailback right side. It's Murdick trying to get the edge, but he's brought down. Tyler Jenkins pursuing in the backfield. And it's a loss on the play of about 5 yards as Murdick gets dragged down, and it's third and even longer. Gretchen, second down now as they're about 30 yards away from the first.
Yards.
So they'll set up again. Try to get as close as they can to the first down, I would think, and then try and punt it away. 5.5 to go in the game, and Potosi with the ball down by 8. They toss it to the left side this time. This is Murdick again, trying to get blockers. And across the 15 to the 17-yard line.
Well, St. Genevieve right now is doing an outstanding job of flying to the ball defensively. Their kids have got a lot of fresh kids in there right now, and they're really accelerating to the ball to make that tackle.
Gain of about 3 yards on the play. Still third and forever for Potosi. They're about 23 yards away. They need the 40-yard line. They're at their own 17. Coleman in the gun. He's back to throw. Under pressure. He gets hit as he throws, and it's picked off. Running with it the other way. That's Ty Brown. He is into the end zone. The second pick six of the game for the Dragons. This time it's the linebacker, Ty Brown. And St. Genevieve extends their lead to 20-6 with 4.5 to go in the game. The Dragons getting it done on the defensive end. And they cash in on their second pick six of the game. And on to attempt the extra point, Grant Staffen. Setting up for it now, Logan Gegg, the holder. Snap is down, kick is up, and it's through. 21-6, St. Genevieve. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter, after the interception by Logan Gegg. DeMond Guthrie took it away, then Potosi turns it right back over, and St. Genevieve has their second pick six, and they lead 21-6 on J98. We're back in 30 seconds.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Chad Dunsey is back on the field. He'll take this kickoff as he sets up the tee there at the 40-yard line. He hasn't played since coming off the field in the second quarter. Logan Gegg has done a nice job filling in for him at quarterback in the meantime. And now Dunsey will try things out on this kickoff. With his team up 21-6, the ball fell off the tee before the kick, so they'll redo it. And so they'll reset things now. Dunsey had booted it downfield, but that won't count. 21-6, St. Genevieve with the lead, 4.5 to go in the game. And the Dragons coming off their second pick six of the ball game. This one on a play where Andrew Coleman was hit as he threw. Ty Brown was able to catch the wobbling football and take it in from 17 yards out for the touchdown. So Dunsey has set it up again, and there's the kick this time. It's a short one. Fielded at about the 25-yard line. They're running with it. It's Wilson, Austin Wilson, tiptoeing that far sideline, and then finally stepped out of bounds at about the 35. 4:25 left in this game. Trojans now down 15 points. This isn't ideal for an offense that runs the football almost exclusively. So Andrew Coleman will have to be called upon to make some throws, which have not been too successful tonight. Only 3 of 12, a couple of picks. Both of them have been returned for touchdowns. But we'll see what kind of rhythm he can find in the later stages of this game with his team down 15. First down and 10 from the 35. Coleman in the shotgun with three wide to the left. He takes a snap. It's a quick throw. This is almost picked off and taken for the third pick six of the game. It could have been. It was just in and out of the hands of Austin Bullock, who had open pasture in front of him if he could have hung on to that football. Instead, it's second and 10 for Potosi.
That one had six written all over it.
It sure did.
I would have liked to have seen his eyes light up whenever he was headed for that football.
Pass was thrown a little bit behind the intended target. I believe it was Miller there in the flat who they wanted. But instead, Potosi dodged another bullet. They'll set up second and 10, three wide to the left again. It's Haynes, Wilson, and Guthrie out wide. Coleman takes a snap in the gun, lets it go down the field. This one's tipped and incomplete. Coming up from the safety position was Austin Kane. And Damon Guthrie was the intended receiver that time. He's a little shaken up after that play, slow to get up, but he's now to his feet. Third and 10. Coleman gets the call from his sideline and now rejoins the huddle. 4:17 to go, fourth quarter, 21-6. Dragons with the lead. Three wideouts to the left again. Coleman in the gun. Lone back is Murdick. Taking the snap, Coleman looking downfield. Near sideline, he lets it go. This one's in the area of Brady Boyer, who almost had a pick of his own. Three straight throws from Potosi, and all three times they were tipped by St. Genevieve defenders. He wanted Zach Haynes that time, but instead it's fourth down with 4:11 to play. Got to go for it if you're Potosi.
I agree. Down two scores, 4 minutes to go.
3 of 15 throwing the football is Coleman for 25 yards. Yet to complete a pass in this second half. We'll see if he can do so on fourth and 10 from his own 35 and his team down 15. In the gun, three wide to the left, takes the snap. Rolls to the left side under pressure. Lets it go toward Guthrie. This is almost tipped and intercepted again. But instead, it's a turnover on downs for the Dragons, and they'll take over at the Potosi 35. Potosi just couldn't get the pass game going when they needed it. And that usually comes back to bite teams. But instead, they'll have their defense take the field to try and get the football back as we're at 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter, and St. Genevieve trying to ice this game away, setting up shop at the Potosi 35. Logan Gegg, the junior 5'7 quarterback, has had a nice game. Sets up in the shotgun, four wideouts, takes the snap. He runs to the left side, has the edge, 35-30, barrels ahead after taking a hit. And lunges forward to the 29-yard line, a gain of six for the Dragons on first down. St. Genevieve trying to again, ice this away and move to 3-1 on the season. It's been a long time since the Trojans have beaten St. Genevieve. Their last win was almost 4 years ago to the day, September 12, 2014. St. Genevieve has owned this matchup over the years, winning 9 of the last 10. Gegg takes the snap on second down and 4. He goes over the left side again, and this time gets met by a number of Trojan tacklers after a gain of about 1. Another player shaken up. This one on the Potosi side. Still don't see a number as the training staff is out to tend to this player who is down. Seen a lot of guys drop on the field today. A little bit of human conditions. Not too many cramps that we've seen, but this guy's taking a lot of hits. We've mentioned how physical this game has been and how each team wants to take advantage of that physicality today.
It's been a real battle in the trenches, that huge front that Potosi has, and St. Genevieve comes off ball and getting after him at times. Potosi's kind of swatted him right back where they came from, but St. Gen's really been persistent the whole time.
We'll take a short break with 3:09 to go in the game. St. Genevieve leading 21-6 with a third down upcoming on J98.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwrymca.org, or stop by the Y today.
Closing in on the end of this game, 3:09 to play, and yet another player for Potosi is down and having to take a while to get back to his feet. Still haven't seen who it is. He's getting some help from a lot of his teammates to sit back up on the turf there. St. Genevieve with the football, leading 21-6 over Potosi, and they're now helping the player off the field now. That looks to be Jed Weir.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is, Andy.
Junior, 6'4", 325-pound defensive tackle. Plays both sides of the football and certainly had to work today. He'll have a seat on the bench, and the training staff will continue to tend to him. Meanwhile, play is going to resume with St. Genevieve facing a 3rd and 5, just about, with 3:09 to go in the game. They have a 15-point lead. And they have a lot of options here. They can either try and run for it, see if you can get close, or maybe even pick it up. But you might be in 4-down territory either way. Just try and hang on to that football. They have the big set with Isaac Boyd at fullback. Gegg under center. He tosses to the right side, and this is Austin Keene running close to the first down marker to about the 25. I think they're going to give it to him with the spot. It's very close. Head referee is out to look to see how close it is. And he says they're short, 4th down.
I believe I may be asking for a measurement on that. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that there isn't a measurement, yeah. And now there will be.
Yeah.
Initially, the head referee said 4th down, but now he says, well, let's just make sure.
It's going to be real close. If St. Jen doesn't have it, it's going to be very close.
Austin Keene with his first carry. And that'll go for about 5 yards, and if it doesn't have the first down, it's only inches short. And he's really eyeballing it.
It's a bend over and check it out.
Do we need to get that index card out like they did in that Cowboys game?
Either that or a microscope or something.
Something like that, and they signal first down.
He's got it.
So Austin Key does have first down yardage. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. So it's a first down to the 25 for the Dragons, and the clock will roll at 3:03 to go at the referee's signal. There it is. St. Genevieve leading 21-6, and they'll try and sit on this for as long as they can. They'll take their time in the huddle, and now they go to the football with about 10 on the play clock. Ty Brown and Isaac Boyd lined up at fullback. Austin Keene, the tailback. They toss to him again to the right side. Keene cuts it back, lunges forward to the 20-yard line, and I believe gained about 5 yards again. So I believe they ran almost the exact same play. We welcome those of you that are listening to us on AM 1400 KJF. Hillsborough came back to get the 32-22 victory over Festus tonight. This game features the St. Genevieve Dragons leading 21-6. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the game, Dragons have the football in the Trojans' red zone. Gegg under center. He takes the snap. Another toss play to Austin Keene. Across the 20, 15, spins off a tackler and has the first down at about the 12. Austin Keene with three straight carries and two first downs. 18 yards on those three carries. For those of you just joining us, St. Genevieve able to extend their lead with not one but two pick sixes in this game. One of them in the second quarter and the other just a few minutes ago on Potosi's last drive. Gagging the gun again on first down and 10 at the 13. Correction, he's under center and he tosses to Keene again. They've run the same play four straight times. He's across the 10 and lunges forward to the 9-yard line. They're just trying to bleed out the rest of this clock. We're under a minute and a half to play. It's a gain of four for Keene. St. Genevieve figures to move to 3-1 on the year. Potosi facing their third straight loss right in the face. It's second down and about six. We're under a minute now. Gegg under center. Brown and Boyd, the fullbacks. They toss it to Keene again across the 10 to the 5, fighting his way near the goal line. He's got the first down, I think, to about the 2 with 47 seconds to go. Are they going to let him try and punch it in, I wonder? Very close.
They may take a knee here.
They spotted down at about the 2.5 after the gain of 7 yards. Clock's now rolling, under 40 seconds now, and they might go with the victory formation here.
They're going to take a knee.
Logan Gegg will be under center. He's been tremendous filling in at quarterback for Chad Dunsey, who had to come out of the game with an injury in the second quarter. Gegg takes a snap, takes a knee, and looks like a Potosi player, Braden Isgriggs, really tried to get across that line and knock down a St. Genevieve lineman.
I'm surprised there wasn't a flag thrown on that there, because St. Genevieve conceded that they were going to take a knee. Regardless, that's a ball game.
That will be it as the clock rolls down. St. Genevieve bounces back from their loss last week to Kennett, and they improved to 3-1 and get a big district and conference victory over the Potosi Trojans tonight by a final score of 21-6. St. Genevieve 3-1, Potosi 1-3, and the two teams shake hands at midfield. It was a good one today, Bob.
Yes, it was. It was like we talked about from the onset. We knew it was going to be a physical football game, which certainly lived up to those expectations. Like I mentioned, the fourth quarter there, you could see Potosi kids getting a little bit tired, being that they were going the size of them and going both ways. That might have had a little bit to do with it. But all in all, it was a good ball game. Potosi made a couple mistakes on the picks, but a hard-fought ball game, real good football game.
We'll be back to wrap it up after this on J98 and KJ.
Family, health, home. Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare. Our doctors, nurses, and staff lead in providing compassionate, quality care to help you feel at home and a part of the Comtree family tree.
Comtree Primary Care has received top recognition from the National Committee for Quality Assurance in Healthcare.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Someone wise once observed, out of sight, out of mind. Who was this person? Ironically, no one knows. Just someone who really could have used the UPS store. Where we can help you print everything your business needs. And we have a huge variety of paper stocks and finishing options. Every business has a story to tell. Want the world to know yours? No problem. United Problem Solvers at the UPS Store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
At Coles Tractor and Equipment, get the latest larger horsepower. The LS 45 horse and 50 horsepower models are here. Get the quality without paying those franchise fees. Hi, I'm Hannah, and right now when you buy the LS MT345E or LS MT350E, it comes with a free 6-foot brush hog. Get your LS 345E for just $22,195 or the LS MT350E for just $23,795, and you'll also get a free 6-foot brush hog. LS, the major brand maker, offers more standard features than the others. 6-year warranty and more. Coles Tractor and Equipment has great financing. A 6-year warranty, 5.9% financing for 84 months with approved credit, and no money down. Just stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 today. LS Tractors, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Coles Tractor and Equipment. Call today at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353.
Back to passes, Coleman on third down. Gets it off to Shadrick. It's tipped and then intercepted. Here's Grant Stauffen taking it the other way into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. Grant Stauffen with the pick six and returns it all the way back. And all the momentum is on the side of the Dragons. They take a 13-6 lead with almost 4 minutes to go in the half. Coleman in the gun, he's back to throw. Under pressure, he gets hit as he throws, and it's picked off. Running with it the other way, that's Ty Brown. He is into the end zone. The second pick six of the game for the Dragons. This time it's the linebacker, Ty Brown. And St. Genevieve extends their lead to 20-6 with 4.5 to go in the game. Those two plays, your plays of the game, brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. And boy, oh boy, did St. Genevieve need those two pick sixes to get the momentum for the rest of the game. They win 21-6 over Potosi. Your final thoughts, Bob?
Well, it just like I said, it was a hard-fought ball game on both sides. Fortunately for St. Genevieve, they got the turnovers and able to turn them into 6 points on the pick six, like you mentioned. And the kids that took over for the injured players in the ball game really made a difference. Geck, of course, taking over at quarterback, doing what he did throughout the ball game, both through the air and on the ground. And, of course, like Stauffen kicking the PATs for the injured Dunsey. I mean, it's just classic example of kids stepping up when they needed to step up.
Really was a fun game to watch and to cover as St. Genevieve moves to 3-1, Potosi 1-3. And we'll send it now to AM 800 KREI, where the Farmington Knights lead Cape Central 38-20. Hope you can join us for the conclusion of that. And stay tuned for the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show after all the games are done tonight.